This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
The Manor on FUBAR Radio.
There's a party, big one, North Ship Lane. Come and then I'll get a new bar. Need four cans, two snack and a loose nut boss. I've been in the game all night, done my hamstring when I call 225s, what's new?
Me outfit is wardrobe looking like the outlet did. Your lot's giving it a mouthy bit. Talks cheap, money buys houses, kid. My girl's looking like she wants me too. You're still looking at the ones you know. They've met us to the ones you knew. Now they're coming with the ones who go.
Already the best in our town. Next door best in the country. Trust me, bet you a monkey. Tell a vet never get comfy. There ain't a level above me. All of the women, they love me. I know that my bird don't trust me. But she ain't going nowhere, trust me.
Little diddy know that we might come and kill him with the flows. Swing him, hit him, leave a rhythm on the ropes. There ain't a place I ain't in my zone. Little diddy here. Splurge boys got the rhythms right here. You man there, right the right, little man, no fear. We'll be on the beers all year. Man up from the manor right here. Anybody from the manor right here. Man up from the manor right here. Anybody from the manor right here. Man up from the manor right here. Anybody from the manor right here. Man up from the manor right here. Anybody for the manor right here?
Trust me.
Trust me. Just done up. Done a green and a white and a blue one. Just done a 6-day session, Cass. Then took six of me exes back. Geez, she ain't texting back. It ain't my fault that your sex is whack. But it is my fault that we did one more. Did two more, did three more. Richard sitting on me kitchen. I got Richard sitting on me kitchen floor.
Who are you, the boy down the local? Who loves the pub so much it's emotional? Brand new Mercedes come with an old school vocal. CKPPSG in the social. Who are you? The boy in the offer. The one down cellar. Supplies all the fellas a lager. Flies out to Barca. If you're giving it, I defend my team, I'll
little diddy know that we might come and kill him with the flows. Swing him, hit him, leave the rhythm on the ropes. There ain't a place I ain't in my zone. Little diddy here. Splurge boys got the rhythms right here. You man there, red or right, little man, no fear. We'll be on the beers all year. Man up from the manor right here. Anybody from the manor right here. Man up from the manor right here. Anybody from the manor right here. Man up from the manor right here. Anybody from the manor right here. Man up from the manor right here. Anybody for the manor right here?
Driver, Mr. Driver, don't stop at all. Drop this Arizona down to Albemarle. Come again, 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 come again.
The Manor, standing in for Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio. It's now 4:03 on a, what is it, Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday.
Oh, that was 30. I ain't gonna lie. I thought that was someone else.
I've been practicing now. I'm not gonna lie.
BBC News alert.
Couple of voice notes and that.
Well done, Scotty. Great start to the show.
John, for the start, no fake laugh if you said this.
There'll be silence then. There will be silence then. That's what I do with you, it's fake laughing.
See, look, no fake laughing and it's silent.
Yeah, right, so
if you don't know, we are South London Lagboat Legends, the Manor.
The finest.
I'm the odd one and apparently the sexy one nowadays, so I've heard in the pub. Hey, Dan?
Yeah, he's the sexy one. I'm the funny one.
I'm Scotty Stacks.
I'm Danny Graff, the Joker.
I'm Johnny Dutch, the married one.
Wow.
You've come a long way, ain't you?
I've come a long way. It's been a funny year, to be fair, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm now the mature one who just keeps an eye on things at home whilst these ones go out and fight my battles.
Who got down on one knee? You or her?
Yeah, she did. Runs a show
in Sri Lanka on an elephant.
If you can do such a thing, yeah.
But yeah, right, so we've got a lot lined up today. We've got some guests, some stories, a couple of games. Before we get into that, we got a little bit going on ourselves at the moment.
Yes, we do.
We've got a new song coming out. We've just released a song, which we talked about before. We've got a new one coming out soon, named after a certain celebrity.
Hero of ours, to be
fair. Tell them about it, Dan.
Right, so this new one, it's got a vibe to it that only one man could really do justice. We tried to think of a title. Only this geezer. He is us. If we could have a proper tear up.
Runs on from a bit of a series of doing this before, though.
Yeah, we've done it before. So we've had Andy Peters, which was all about having a good time.
Yeah.
We had Dean Gaffney, which was about
a
moody night out in Reva or something like that.
And so obviously it had to be someone as legendary as those two.
Yeah, and I think we followed it up well. This new one, right, here's what we want you to do. If you're listening now, we want you to at this man and at us and tell him our new tune's got his name on it. This song's called Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury. Why is it called Tyson Fury?
Because it's a big fuck off naughty bastard, John.
The Gypsy King.
What do you reckon about him and Joshua, John?
Tim and Joshua, I think if it happens, and I really hope he gets through this comeback fight, really, really hope he gets through it. He will anyway. The name got announced on Saturday, didn't it? Who he's fighting?
Serba.
Yeah, he's an Albanian 23.
Bin man, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll get through it. Frank Warren wouldn't set him up like that. I genuinely think it'd be one of the best sporting occasions Britain's ever witnessed. And I think Tyson beats him in 12 rounds.
In 12 rounds?
Yeah, I think he's got to take him.
Got to do it quicker than that in his comeback fight.
Nah,
surely.
I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, yeah?
Oh, Tyson.
After when he gets through that comeback fight and then he has another fight, his third fight, hopefully by next summer, the biggest sporting occasion in Britain's ever seen will happen, and I reckon he'll do him on points.
Don't think Joshua's going to lose between now and then, though.
No, Joshua won't lose between now and then. Even if he fights Wilder, his biggest threat to his heavyweight crown is the Gypsy King himself, Tyson Fury, without a shadow of a doubt.
He's coming for it, mate. And he's done
a bit of weight, isn't he?
He's in great nick,
mate. He needs to send me some diet tips for our beef.
He says
for
black
me.
Coffee, which you've been on anyway for the past year and a half. Black coffee is his biggest friend in terms of his weight loss, so he's done that.
Fat burners helped, didn't they?
For Jesus Christ, Dan. Who uses them?
Mate, can't say all that. I mean, one rule there was, Dan.
I said I've heard that.
You did it at the start of the year. I bet you were on him at the start of the year because you trimmed up. Nah. You were about 15 stone start of the year. Yeah,
started smoking again.
Yeah. Would you give up snout for pasta?
I did.
He was having pasta sandwiches. Mate, you'd ever few silly sandwiches.
This is a geezer that smoked 40 a day since he was about 11.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pasta.
It is.
A lot of pasta. Right, shall we cut to the first track?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Ballin' like I'm in the NBA. No, these rats cannot see TSA. They found me, now I had to relocate. Feel to take off on spaceship. Rock these hoes like Matrix. And fucking her like she nameless. Cause the last two was too famous. We got that trophy like a champion. Fell asleep right on the jet, we gone.
Big rings just like a champion. No TSA, hop on a jet, we gone.
Smash out. I call my hoe and then I smash out. I bought my bros, let's get this cash out. I hit my mind, drop the bag off. Bag off, yeah. I'm going top rate, don't make no back off. Just bought a new crib, but one was mad small. I drew my cup, I make it mad dog. Those is basic. Yeah. Grease stuck in my teeth like braces. Yeah. VVS's don't need laces. Yeah. Ice crosses freezing Satan. Yeah. Finna take off on spaceship. Yeah. Got these hoes like Matrix. Ain't fucking unless she nameless. Yeah. Cause the last two was too famous. Yeah. We got that trophy like a champion. Fell asleep right on the jet. We gone.
Just like a champion. No TSA, hop on a jet, we gone. Fuck the famous girl to mask off. Pop a bean and let the bass talk. Bought 10 bottles on a last call.
flew a basic girl out from Alaska. Illegal alien inside my spaceship. Two C's on my shoes, these not no A6. Get out my face, my pockets full of faces. Bust Uncle AP, that's not no stainless. My rollie tell me what the day is. I like her cause she basic, she got braces. Her followers 100K and she too famous. If she got 1,000, might make her my main bitch. Yo,
you take off on spaceship. Dodge knees hoes like Matrix. Ain't fucking her unless she nameless. Cause the last two was too famous. We got that trophy like a champion. Fell asleep right on the jet, we gone.
Big green just like a champion. No TSA, hop on a jet, we gone.
We got that trophy like a champion. Fell asleep right on the jet, we gone.
Big green just like a champion. No TSA, hop on a jet, we gone.
Ballin' like I'm in the NBA. No, these rats cannot see TSA. They found me, now I had to relocate.
Yes, we are the Manor. That was my young Asian Donny Nav.
Big up, man. Travis Scott, yeah.
My G. Now, it's a bit mad, though, because I thought I was going to be the most famous Asian rapper in the world.
He ain't really a rapper, though, but yeah, you still spin him on a track.
Yeah, slightly, unless he's done some Zannies or something, and then it's like, I don't know, you don't like him, do you?
Nah, not a big fan.
No?
Not a massive fan. You know what I do like, though?
Who?
Oh, he's got a bit of that swaz like you.
Who? Oh.
Prince Patel.
Oh, I can't stand him. No one's gonna know who he is. I hope no one ever does know who he is.
He's joking, you know?
He wants a
slap. He wants a slap. He does want a slap.
I think he's jokes.
Can we big up the queen of radio production that's sitting there with us?
Sarah DeWinder.
And we've been so rude, we haven't even introduced her yet.
Say
Natalie.
Hello.
So rude.
So rude.
Really rude.
Hey, really, so really rude. Rude.
Yeah, look. How are you, Nat?
I'm good. And you're doing a very good job today, man.
You're doing
so
right.
Far. Yeah, 11 minutes in.
Brilliant.
That's a good number. That's my number.
Keep it up.
Fancy that. How about that? But yeah, right, so we've got lots more in the show. We've got a couple of guests. We've got the boy, the future of British light skin presenting.
No, big him up properly. I'm going to talk to him when he gets on the show.
Well, I was bigging him up properly. I said he's a future.
Why has he got to be light skin? He's a future of.
Mate, they're trendy at the minute. Like,
yeah, I know. They're always
well
trendy.
All right, the future of British TV.
Thank you.
Reese Parkinson, who's had us on for 100 interviews since we started music. And so now we're going to flip it around and stick it right on him. And then we've also got Cosmo, bad boy rapper from West London.
The waviest you ever.
Trust me. Right, so shall we get into a story?
Yeah.
Alright, you lot ain't heard these, have you?
I know nothing, no.
Alright. Okay, headline. Dr. Dre loses trademark battle with gynecologist Dr. Dre.
Spelt
like dry. Dr. Dre. If I was Dr. Dre, I wouldn't care because he looks like Dr. Dre and that's kind of dry. But his name, okay, Dr. Dryon Birch, who goes by the name, nickname Dr. Dre, which must be Dre.
First of all, I don't think a gynecologist would have a nickname. I don't think she'd be that friendly with a gynecologist.
Keep it professional. I don't trust gynecologists. I'd rather
celebrate, you know, doctors than reality TV stars, though. You know what I mean? I think we should make doctors famous. Let's give them nicknames.
No.
Yeah. Nah,
gynecologist, keep it doc.
So Dr. Dre on Birch, who goes by the nickname Dr. Dre, a gynecologist and media personality, had put in a trademark application for his name. However, hip-hop legend Dr. Dre claimed the public would be confused and assume a connection between the two parties. Dre, claimed that the doctor had applied to use a name in connection with services that relate to the entertainment industry in which Dr. Dre, the rapper, is recognised, which would be a confusion. After a 3-year battle, the US Patent and Trademark Office has dismissed the objection, saying consumers would be able to tell the difference between the two doctors.
Yeah, okay. Has Dr. Dre not just signed a multi-billion pound contract with Apple Music and Beats to supply headphones? Where has he got time to be setting up court cases with gynecologists?
All right,
I'm glad he lost that.
Wait, hang on.
I'm glad he lost that court case.
Dre came for the doctor.
Yeah, he came for the doctor.
I thought the doctor came for Dre.
Stop it. I just watched, because have you watched the Defiant Ones on Netflix?
No, I ain't even seen it.
I need to watch it. It's a very, very good show.
I don't watch anything John tells me, to be fair.
Alright, fair enough.
It's done me your up loss. A few times now, your I don't
loss.
Believe it.
That's bollocks, but anyway, your loss. Anyway, I finished that with the most respect in the world for Dr. Dre for being the musical pioneer he is. Why on earth is he going to the lengths of setting up a court case with the gynecologist?
Maybe he wants to cross over. Maybe that's what he's thinking, getting to that game.
No, he's good at doing music. You know, leave lady parts to, you know, people that have got special
interests. Maybe it's because of the nature of him. Look, hold on here. Look, Dr. Dre, the doctor, argued he was in no way trying to use the name to further his career, as he found the lyrics of many Dr. Dre's tracks to be incredibly offensive to the women he worked with. Good angle.
Interesting.
See, so what about if you found like a doctor... like a moody doctor that was called Danny Graft, that was like, maybe it's because he was a gynecologist, maybe if he was like a chiropractor he wouldn't have cared, but because it's like a bit, you know.
I'm not really, everyone can have their right. There can be other Danny Grafts in it, but I'm me.
I was going to say, so with you, mm-hmm. right, you got a celebrity that you cut, it's his government name, isn't it?
What is? Oh,
Johnny
yeah.
Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Hurdler.
Yeah. He's good, you know, as
the
well.
Real,
yeah,
Dutch.
No,
when we first started in music, and it was obviously nothing to do with him being a hurdler why I picked this name, but when we first started music, I found out about him, but he was terrible. Like, he was a
Explain
hurdler.
Explain your name, though, because no one really has a clue. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, do you actually remember when we first started this? I was Stax.
No, you were Strax.
I changed that from graffiti, innit? But I changed that to Stax, and you did Johnny Danny Graft.
Because
you didn't do no graft, really.
No, I was grafting.
You like to pretend you were.
I've had loads of grafting jobs.
He was just called Johnny, wasn't he? Do you remember?
At first,
your rap name was not just Johnny, but your rap name was Johnny. You said you were going to be called Johnny, and that was it.
Why
did you go with Dutch?
Because, all right, okay. You see, the Dutch footballers are technically gifted footballers, right? I was a technically gifted...
Total musician.
So I took after Bergkamp's, the likes of Bergkamp's and the Rijkaards, and I said, I'm going to be Dutch. So if you notice, the first couple of weeks after giving myself the name, I wore orange every day. Every single day I wore orange.
Orange is in the black.
Yeah, because I was a Dutch footballer. So that's what it was. It's all about Dutch football. That's why I'm called Johnny Dutch.
So if Johnny Dutch the Hurdler decides to write a rap song... Right, say when we break America, right?
Yeah.
And then Johnny Dutch the Hurdler decides to write a rap song. Hold on. When he decides to write a rap song, yeah, as Johnny Dutch, do you reckon you can go after him in court to change his government name and not use it?
I wouldn't do it. I'm not possessive with my name like that.
But what if people started confusing you? And you say that now, but what if you Googled yourself and you just come up with some other geezer?
Than I am, mate. Let me tell you that. If you Google Johnny Dutch, he's in far better nick than I am.
No confusion.
No confusion whatsoever. Yeah. Let him live his life. If he wants to start rapping, he means
you
want to
get the Instagram.
It means his, I wouldn't mind his Instagram, but it means his athletic career has gone down the shit pan if he starts rapping. He should be focusing on the 2020 Olympics.
I want to see you hurdle him.
Flying no fences after that Sri Lanka trip, mate.
Jesus Christ. I've had so much stick.
You'll see this in a live video.
Weren't you eating like rice and curry for breakfast?
Dal curry for breakfast and kotu.
What's that?
It is like, it's chopped, mate. It's like heart attack in a plate, but it's like chopped up roti and bits of curry and bits of butter.
For breakfast, I feel bad for your missus.
Right?
I already felt bad for her.
Hey, listen, big up Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka was a wonderful place. I had the best time of my life.
Yeah, did you go back?
I would go back next week, honestly.
Do you like it, yeah?
I loved it.
What was the best bit about Sri Lanka?
Best bit about Sri Lanka, genuinely, it's travelling around. I liked Gull Fort, though. It's like an old... Funnily enough, it's a Dutch town. The Dutch were in Sri Lanka. What a little segue. The Dutch were in Sri Lanka 300, 200 years ago, and they set up, they've still got like parts of it left there, and this fort was set up by Dutch settlers, and it is beautiful. The architects,
that's a fucking cool story.
That's wicked,
well, there
man.
You go. You asked me where I wanted to go back to, I'm telling you.
Dutch Sri Lanka kind of clicked in as well.
It does. No, not really, no.
No? Alright, go on.
Gifted.
Right, next song, can we pick one?
Oh, hang on. Oh. Ain't we got a couple of guests coming? Oh, no, we've done that bit, haven't we?
Yeah, we've mentioned we that.
You're joking.
It's good to mention it a couple of times.
Keep mentioning it. We've got the future of broadcasting.
When we come back. Go on, Dan.
We've got the future of broadcasting, Reece Parkinson. And we've got the future of wavy music.
Cosmo. Your wave gods, wave god.
Wave gods, wave god. No, it's Mike
Skinner. Your wave gods, wave gods, wave god.
Ooh. Mike Skinner's wave god.
Wave god, wave godception.
Nah. Oh, yeah, Streets Tour. We're doing that, I know, weren't we? Didn't mention that one.
We are doing that.
Get
that's
on that.
A big one.
Do you want to mention, when is that tour?
That is in January.
Okay.
Follow-up tour to, because he sold it out so quickly, this last one. It's been murdered to get tickets. You want to get on StubHub now and try and find one.
Is the whole thing done now?
I think the whole thing's done.
The whole thing sold out.
I think there's a little few tickets for Brixton, for one of the Brixtons left, for the last Brixton date. I think there's one somewhere in the middle of the country that's got a few
maybe
tickets.
Maybe a Glasgow
and maybe somewhere else.
And if you want to jump on our tour bus, girls, we're accepting applications.
Are we?
I am.
He's got to run out past the missus first.
No, I don't
really
care.
What's all about
written
applications?
I do nothing anyway.
Nah, it's got. It's like a video interview.
So video
like a big brother sort of thing.
Wow.
To send us in a 15-second clip. No, it's too short. Minute long clip to why you think you should be on a Manners tour bus. It's open to boys. Open to everyone. Dogs.
Yeah,
boys, girls.
Yeah, whoever. It's only about five of us. It's us lot and Lagerloo at the minute. So.
Oh, it's okay then. You've got a lot of space on the tour bus.
And Natalie. And Natalie's
invited.
You're
jumping on,
yeah? I'm going to come on the tour bus.
Not Postel? Postel not coming, huh?
Nah, he is. Of course he is.
Of course he is.
All right, sweet. Next tune. After this tune, we're going to have Reese Parkinson in the studio. The next tune is...
Creps and Cones.
Big tune. By Creps and Cones.
Scotty did.
Well done, good Scotty. Choice. Big tune, yeah. Like it.
Head down to Creps and Cones, I said head down to Creps and Cones. Tally, pull up in a coupe again. You never thought I'd meet food again. Man, some serious guys, don't waffle about crep. Telling some serious lies. Girl one hot rock, girl get hot dog. Girl get serious pipes.
Serious pipe.
About a milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. That ain't no serious wife. Whipping in a hot pan. Everybody welcome. Brixton, Tottenham, Big Batty Roxanne, Small Batty Sandra. Mm-hmm. Ha ha. Who wanna start her? Or you can double date with your gal. Tell Fatima it's halal. Pull up and skirt. Man's got to work. Food and dessert. Even got drinks get burst.
If you didn't spend your whole life just chasing and eating girls, you'll be right here eating well. I can't stand these niggas. Get a one stack and start taking sandwich pictures. You can tell by my plate I'm winning. My wrist and my ice cream dripping. £50 notes when I'm waitress tipping. Amen. I got a beer before I dig in. Fling on your creps and clothes, you don't know. Head down to creps and clothes, you don't know. Shawty ate the meat to the bone, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know. Fling on your creps and clothes, you don't know. Head down to creps and clothes, you don't know. Shawty ate the meat to the bone, you don't know. Yeah, that know.
Shout me if you're passing through. Breast and thighs and Versace shoes. Tell the waiter to let that chick in. Like, how could I let a barbecue? Before I was taking deals, I always wanted to be making meals. You can get ice cream, it's gelato. Or a salad, but you don't avocado. Now you wanna be my main. I can see it in your eyes. She said she feel it in her ribs. When I get up in a size, all that cake with the icing. I like my 7-Up with some icing. She say I'm sweet like trifle. Probably why all her friends say I'm trifling.
If you didn't spend your whole life just chasing and eating girls, you'll be right here eating well. I can't stand these niggas. Get a one stack and start taking sandwich pictures. You can tell by my plate I'm winning. My wrist and my ice cream dripping. £50 notes when I'm waitress tipping. Amen. I got a beer before I dig in. Fling on your creps and clothes, you don't know. Head down to creps and clothes, you don't know. Shawty ate the meat to the bone, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know. Fling on your creps and clothes, you don't know. Head down to creps and clothes, you don't know. Shawty ate the meat to the bone, you don't know.
Head down to Creps and Cones, I said head down to Creps and Cones.
Fling on your creps and clothes, you don't know. Head down to Creps and Cones, you don't know. Shawty ate the meat to the bone, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know. Fling on your creps and clothes, you don't know. Head down to Creps and Cones, you don't know. Shawty ate the meat to the bone, you don't know. Yeah,
know. Crept and combs. Creps and combs. Make sure you come down, you know. And make sure. 24 to 26, South End, CRO, 1DN, South Crescent.
It's lit, college.
I did not say me apple crumble, my brother.
What's happening? We are the Manor on Football Radio, standing in for Michael Payne. That was Crepton Conan featuring Mo Stack, Creps and Cones. Pick sure. that one in particular because we might have something up our sleeve, mightn't we? Hey, boys?
You know? Very similar.
Yeah. Something similar.
A bit similar. I want to go down there. Do you want to pop down there? I want to go down there. They got good vegan menu, apparently.
Yeah, we'll see how
they run. They've got vegan stuff down there as well.
Yeah, and it's halal.
What's had it?
Halal. But no, right,
I'm involved. South Point, then let's do it.
We've got a very special guest in right now.
Super special. Yeah.
Flip the script on him.
We see a radio royalty.
So this geezer, right? I think our first ever radio interview.
It was, wasn't it?
It was with Reese. When was that, John? You're the dates, man.
Would have been
talking to the mic.
Would have been December 2013, I think.
Full English time,
yeah. December 2013, yeah. It would have been late.
We were late
that
as
time.
Well, weren't we?
Yeah, of course we were.
We were late.
Course we lost in Peckham.
It's good that you don't change, though.
No, nothing changes.
I like that. What are you on time today?
Surprise. Well, two of them were sort of were. Yeah, one on, person.
Wait, let me guess which one was late.
Shock. It was. Shock. The worst thing is, no one even needs to know you're pointing that on there because they know.
Yeah, we all know.
They already know. But yeah, so Reese has been with us the whole journey. He had his top off on the stage singing Don't Look Back in Anger at our retirement show. he's gone through Represent Radio, now on BBC One Extra. Soon to be hitting some sort of astronaut status wherever he wants to go. But what's been happening with you at the moment, Reese?
Big love, bro. Cheers for that intro. Appreciate that. Yeah, and I think first radio play.
Was it really?
Boys. Yeah, you did.
I don't know what song it was.
Grafters.
With the sound of the chair. Yeah. Early days. But it's weird. The story is, Oslo, I knew someone that was producing music, Jigsaw Soul.
Mm. Oh, is that how came from? Yeah, really something special.
So,
he did Dead Man's Up.
Wow, first tune,
as our first ever song.
He put it on Facebook, and I was like, "Oh, this can you swear on here?"
Yes.
I was like, "Oh shit, this tune's a banger." Yeah. I was like, "Sick." Then I followed you boys, and then we went to Malia that year, me and my boys, and the soundtrack to Malia was bubbling. Something special, and I've never. That's my favorite. Like piece of you lot's music.
Do you know what?
That first mixtape.
Honestly, you look back on. We always go back over the tunes we've done, and there's certain ones that still stick out because we made thousands of tunes, we made hundreds of tunes. But Bubbling is one that deserves some sort of recognition.
So underrated.
Like,
yeah.
It is a big tune.
And that first mixtape was because you lot. I think you lot had left uni then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was going through that stage, I was listening to your music like whilst doing that. You were doing.
Did you get a degree?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Two, one.
You did well. Listening to us during uni is not a recipe.
Yeah, most people got Desmond's in it.
Desmond tutus, mate.
But yeah, bro, I've been all good. Just looking forward to this summer. Summer's gonna be nuts. It's a weird like journey even to becoming your DJ.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Well, due to obviously circumstances, but
even with us, because we've been through how many DJs we've been
I'd
through.
I'd love to tell that story.
Seven.
Really?
You can tell
six,
it if you
seven.
Want.
Go on, go on, John.
I ain't gonna tell
that
story.
I don't know exactly what happened.
I'm gonna tell.
Oh no, you ain't telling us. You ain't telling my story,
fake.
So. It was, we were meant to be going to Switzerland. Switzerland?
Yeah.
So I decided to get an X round the night before, as you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had a big drink. Because the time I'd had a moody flight back from Vegas. That flight was the worst thing I've ever been through in my life. I had kids kicking me, babies screaming in my ears, geezers holding on like they were going to die. Like all the worst things you could imagine. I couldn't sleep.
Bad Boy song saved it for you a little bit though, innit?
What's
you said
that?
Marabou State.
Oh yeah,
Midas Touch.
Oh mate, that tune. Yeah, that was the only thing that only thing that calmed me down. That and 10 whiskeys, but but so I was a little bit thing. So the night before, I've had a big drink up, and then X come round, had a really late one. Woke up, woke up too late for the flight, so I weren't going to make it. Well, I got in a cab.
Festival in Switzerland. Yeah. We were doing a festival in Switzerland.
Yeah, first overseas show. So,
no one, you must have been calling, Danny. Oh, my God.
I didn't even call him until I got to Paddington. I was like, there's no way. First overseas show, he just sorted himself out.
Yeah.
So he hadn't rang me, and I'm thinking, Scott rang me. I was like, I ain't spoke to Dan, you know. He's like, nah, he's ready, he's up. He's just obviously, he's trying to get himself ready.
Yeah.
Didn't want to pick up the phone. I was like, all right, cool.
Because anyway, you said a minute ago that you're really good in the mornings, you get up early, really good with
practice. No, I'm good if I am awake.
No, you must be confused.
I'm not good at getting up.
You're just going to be still being up.
Yeah, look, okay. I messed up big style anyway. So I've missed the flight.
Wait, then he was on the way to the airport, realised he was going to miss the flight. And so any normal person would you go to airport, innit?
No, I went home. Yeah, I was only 10 minutes.
He told us he was on the way to the airport.
No, I got to Penge. And I looked at the ETA and it said you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
So I come back to book a flight. To book another one. So I booked a second flight. Booked that flight. Had to pay because I weren't getting on my other one. So then I've got to the airport. In the end, this ex has driven me. Got there. And I've missed the next flight as well.
You missed the next flight?
Because we didn't get there in time. It was all crashes on the motorway.
He's long, bro.
No, it weren't, mate. So you see the Snapchat story. I'm sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so got there. Then I've had to pay to get on a waiting list for a next one, for a third flight. And then that didn't come off. So there was no other way of getting there.
Right.
The next flight after that would have got me landing 5 minutes before we went on stage.
The thing is, we didn't know what had happened. So we knew we got on our plane thinking, I hope he's got on his plane. And we didn't know till we landed. So as soon as we landed, we rang him. And you know, as soon as the phone rang, we knew he couldn't be in the air, innit?
Yeah.
Tell us who we were with on this holiday for this little work trip.
What happened to the DJ?
The DJ was out there, right? He'd been our pal. He's a good pal. He was a good pal of ours. I still quite like him, to be fair. He's quite a funny geezer. But you lot were more pissed off than me.
Little masochist you are, boy.
He's come on this trip, and then when they've got back, you lot, basically there'd been a bit of like digging on the trip, and he was acting a bit funky. So Scott did a bit of digging as well. Turns out
CSI shit.
Turns out he'd been sleeping with the ex that had driven me to the airport. So when he gets back, he's rang me up and I'm expecting the bollocking of a lifetime.
You do not know how much I wanted to bollock you.
He's rang me up and he's going, mate, I need to speak to you. I was like,
The worst thing is, even though I found out the info, and because me and you had been rowing about you not coming out, and I even said to John, I said, listen, this is better coming from you, you know. No, bullshit. Bullshit. Don't try it.
The funniest thing, though, was when you told me, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. He slept with my ex. Oh my, I cannot believe it. I walked out of my room and I thought, my dad was sitting in the kitchen. And I've told him, and he's gone, you've had a fucking touch, ain't ya? Sweet, man. No one's fucking pissed at you. And I thought, you know what, I actually have.
Right. But so anyway, next your ex, though?
So then Reese comes in. So
yeah, this is next great. Sorry, I've just told a long fucking story. We've got a guest here. Right. Fucking.
Because I didn't know the exact, like,
the details.
I knew something happened like that.
Yeah, but hold on.
It weren't just that. We wanted to bring the average looks up of the group. So we thought, there you go.
You came on stage. Hold on.
No, I didn't go to Switzerland.
But I was like, you stood in for Dan.
No.
Okay.
He then stood in for Joe Fly by Night, our old DJ.
No grassing, John.
Fly by Night is anyway, for fuck's sake.
Did he sleep with your ex when you were going out with her?
Nah, and to be fair, I was asking for it
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier on the show about if there's another Danny Graft out there, I reckon you should find him and have him on standby for when this one doesn't turn up at an airport.
Yeah. Or to get him to shag one of his exes, either way. Reese, tell us, boy. I'll tell you one thing, right? You have been on the Dreamers podcast this week. Can you talk to me about this, please, my bro?
Yeah, Dreamers Disease, big up Alex Manzi.
He's a good boy, Alex Manzi. I see him the other day.
He's cool, isn't he? Yeah, proper cool. So he does like a podcast and he goes deep, like it's a proper serious one. Talks about your journey and going from like A to Z or whatever. It was good because I haven't really done too much of that.
Yeah.
Because being the person behind the mic, interviewing people, no one really asks
about what you're doing.
It's more about the artist and who you have in. So, no, it was interesting being able to like chat to him and go proper
in depth about stories and that.
What? Just give us an example. Give me one of them stories.
You know what? Probably the, I guess, relatable to some people listening, like just you lot would know as well, trying to do the music thing, but I was trying to do the presenting thing.
Yeah.
But because you can't work full time and do both, well, you can, but it's just very hard.
It's because your situation has changed this year where you've been able to focus fully on your career rather than doing a part time job. So now you can actually do more. I know you're a workaholic. So.
Yeah, and just doing part time, I was just so broke. So just like,
are you squeezing all that gym in between as well, cuz? Yeah, bring me some. bring workouts, man.
Man, you are a grafter. You are. I can see where you are. You are a grafter. What's the saying? Now, what's your day 31? Is this a gym thing?
That's every day I've been going gym.
Yeah, because I've seen you on gym, but I weren't putting the two together. But this is all the
graph. So it's day 33.
Day 33. Yeah. No rest days.
I had two days off, but I was just because one of the days was just like, shit, I can't actually fit gym.
Yeah, you can't fit.
So I just make sure I eat super clean that one, mate.
I can't even be able to fit in for 6 months.
No, but it's good because I did a thing because Alex Manzi rolls with the boys, them Wrinkle Boys. You know, the podcast the Skarskis, you met him, Anton, Anton and Joe, and they do a similar sort of thing. They do the Wrinkle podcast, which is all about like the law of attraction and goals and manifesting that kind of slightly paganish shit. But do you know what I mean?
But it was a deep podcast, though. It's more just like going to BBC and just using like child tickets, hiding in toilets while I was working there and shit. And just,
say that again, doing what?
Just hiding in the train toilets, like whilst I used to work behind the scenes at BBC. And
really,
stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like just credit card debt.
Is it true though that ticket inspectors on a train can't wake you up if you're asleep? Is that true? You lot know. I don't really bunk trains, but
no, they can't break. They can't break in the toilets. That's the one. They cannot come in the toilets.
Yeah, they can't.
Definitely don't bunk the train.
Yeah,
I would say
no, never bunk the train.
But I'm just about if you are asleep on a train,
yeah,
and the ticket inspector walked past. He's not allowed to wake you up, I don't think.
He's not allowed to.
We're fact checking that. But also.
Don't bunk trains, but at least you had to.
I won't say no more, but we'll recognise real on that.
That's not true. That's incorrect.
It's not true.
You could have woken up, Reese.
There is other ways around.
So you cannot break. No one should ever break into toilets.
It's definitely a rule for life.
There's not much privacy left in the world in 2018.
Remember the sesh?
Which one?
Oh my days, right? Okay. Listen, we had a sesh party. Yeah. This was last February, right? We had a big sesh party. We had like an apartment sort of style party. Now Reese don't get lit too often. Reese got lit that night.
Which one was this one?
The first one.
The first one.
So Reese don't get lit. So I see Reese. Honestly,
tell people what the sesh is.
So the sesh is the party we throw. It's the best party out there. It's very, very exclusive, but we throw them in the maddest places. They go on for 3 days long and they're the best things ever. And there's one coming up, but I can't say too much more on that now. But that night was the first sesh, the first ever sesh we did. And I remember seeing Reese. I was like, we hadn't met each other outside Rage on them sounds. Thinking, right, he's having a drink tonight. Anyway, towards the end of the night, I'm walking around the party now and I'm trying to clear people out. I walk in on Reese with his arsehole up in the air, with his missus. With his missus there as well.
What?
Are you joking?
Walked in on him and his missus. Reese just couldn't wait. He was lit.
Wait, you brought this story up? Is this the story you mean?
Bro, well, hold on. So you did, but you got naked for this.
In what room?
The cloakroom.
Oh, the cloakroom was a myth. There was bear guy running that cloakroom.
There was a lot going on in that cloakroom. I didn't know about that though.
How do you do that? There was loads of dons knocking about.
These sort of things happen at the sesh. Basically, Reese said, "I don't give a fuck." Reese said, "Listen, I'm feeling romantic." That's what it was.
You're making the sesh sounds like fucking Bergheim, Crosby, Amadeus in Rochester, Crosby, fucking Tiger.
You know about Amadeus?
Fuck's it, come on.
Yeah.
Do I know about Amadeus? And the dirty carpets.
You've been on the Ammo bus?
They used to do a £10 Amadeus bus from Bromley.
Oh, man.
From Bromley South to Amadeus and back.
You boys used to come that far?
Yeah. We got anywhere for a party.
Mate, where else can you go clubbing when you're 15? on £7.
Grew up on that bus, mate.
Do you know what I mean?
A lot of kids were conceived on that bus.
Yeah. every little Connor and Liam you see running around.
there's a little firm of them knocking about me. Now, mate. Oh, dear.
So, as well, you're holding a radio masterclass tomorrow.
I heard about this.
Yeah. Mate, do you think you're experienced enough to hold a masterclass down?
Rude.
Who's made all these notes? Because you're not in check this.
I knew, bro. I know your schedule. You're my DJ. I know your schedule.
Yeah, no, tomorrow in Sutton.
We need to go, really, don't we? Trying all this.
Well, you should, really. Sutton's just past Croydon, yeah.
Am I getting on? Am I good enough to get into your masterclass?
Come through.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I need tips, yeah?
Young boy.
Do you want me to co-present? Do you want me to co-present it with you?
Yeah.
Gassed up, you.
Yeah, but we're doing it tomorrow, so it should be good. It's for a new library that they're opening. They want someone to speak and stuff, so.
So, they're calling you. What they're calling you, I'm hearing this on a wire. They're calling you the new Reggie Yates. How are you dealing with that
young
title?
Young Reg.
How are you dealing with that title?
You know what? I never met Reg.
I see him the other day in Broccoli, really, man.
I've had it's how weird he is. I've got like any friends in the media industry and stuff. Yeah. And whenever his name mentions, they're like, oh yeah, I saw him like the other day. Yeah. This is one of them weird things like, he's like the guy and half the reason I wanted to do this, do you know what I mean? But I've just never met him.
Did you see the thing he did the Russia one?
That's why I rate him.
Mad.
Yeah. I rate him on anything.
But
that's what made
me see him a different way.
Yeah.
From this kind of like bubbly TV personality. Yeah. And like that actually showed that was deep.
Yeah, he's a broadcaster.
But to go out there and do that the way he did it, do you know what I mean?
When I was at uni in 2006, I remember seeing him. He used to do Top of the Pops with Fern. Anyway, I remember thinking, right, that'd be a sick job. I'm doing economics.
I remember you telling me this.
Yeah, I told you this. So I Facebook messaged him. I said, listen, how'd you get that job, boss? He goes, all man wrote back to me was respect for the love, bro. That was it. So I remember writing, like, yeah, but how'd you get the job, bro? I think man blocked me after that. So, Reggie, if you're listening, bro, like, give me some advice. I'm still looking to get into it.
I can tell you that he has actually lived very locally to here. And if you want to see him, hang out on the post office. He's in there. I've seen him in there.
So I met him on the way to Lovebox. He was in the motor next to our cab, and we all went, Reggie! And he went, yes! He's a lad, mate. He's a top lad.
Yeah, Reggie's a man.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably the timing's waiting to.
Well, if you want to go hang about down the post office over there,
we've got time to talk to him about the podcast, the Backchat. I want to know. This is for me.
You watch Backchat, innit?
I watch it occasionally.
Yeah, I've watched some of it.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, and it is a very interesting show. And what you do, like, you made your name for yourself with just doing this after show thing. Them characters, are they genuinely as crazy as they come across in that show?
Short answer, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Just because, like, I feel like you lot would be as well. If you, as you are in the kitchen on a Saturday night debating, like, say, football kind of chat, and then you're like, no, and you go say some ludicrous stuff.
Yeah.
And then on the show, if it's about sex and stuff like that, like, that's... it's always going to lead to that. Do you know what I'm saying?
It gets
with
so
five
heated.
Women, five guys, and they're all from different areas.
When you bring women
views.
In as well and guys, you get the other side of
the
fence.
It's a pride, though, as well. What you see in that show a lot, I feel, is that men, if they get sunned or you get mugged off, like you make a point, and then you get sunned by one of someone mugs you off in front of the girls, it's the worst, so then it just goes up.
Bro, do you know what you should do? Like, what's my guy, the black guy from done the chat show? In America, we used to go Montel. You should do like a Montel sort of like.
You want
like a chat show, like a Maury. Like a Maury sort of thing.
Maury. Montel stopped making.
Like a hood Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer was hood, but.
Yeah, no, but like.
Montel got off TV like 20 years ago.
That's Montel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I remember Montel.
Montel was like the Dr. Phil before Dr. Phil, innit?
And the other guy. He's the other guy that has the talk show as well. I think he still does it.
Who?
Always as like high top.
Steve Harvey.
Not Steve Harvey, the other one.
How far are we going back now?
He's got to be like late 40s. He's got to be 50s now. 56. He had Will Smith on when he was early.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Asensio.
Asensio, Real Madrid.
No, not the left winger. No, Asensio is a black.
Is he a winger? Wait, sorry. He's a winger, is he, Asensio?
No. What, who?
Asensio's a winger, is he?
He's a left forward.
Okay.
I'm not having this debate.
Asensio Hall.
Champions League finals on on Saturday at 8 p.m. Everyone, tune in.
All right, sweet. Look, let's go to another song. After we come back, we're gonna play a little game. Reese, you gonna stay for a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
You up for it? All right, this one's Bread, Capo Lee.
Trackers. So said, can't be on my man, them are breaking bread. All this talk about grime came back. Us men are just here, all in the meds. You should have just kings milled and chilled instead. This one's gonna take off heads. Never been a big friend. The only thing that I beg is forgiveness when I claim them. I don't bread, I just toast MCs. Duffy and ghost MCs. No originality, jump on any new wave. Man, I can't stand those MCs. I will roast MCs. When I flame on, I flip the game on his head. Now everything dead is peak. Let him know I will come trends, gang man, mold MCs. Let's toast to making bread. A boy better know MC. Don't know to get no dough, MC. Better sit down and work on your flow, MC. MC, MC, MC. Frisco, man, a bad boy, MC. I'm like Pushkin in a heartless clash. I just come off the stage, MC.
Cash model, that's for certain. Vamping out a straight merchant. Boy, get bright in his curtains. I know my place, I know my purpose. On any tempo, I'm perfect. With no chorus, you'll get a hook in a verse. Cause I get money doing verses. Treat the booth like cunts. Me and my niggas got a munch. When I do a feature verse, it's not F, it's X. I just black out and dump. Trust me, I'm seasoned, tested and tried. I ain't got cash for the rest of my life. See me in the bits, so I'll sweet in the six. There's nothing man proving there's money in crime like,
yeah. I don't care what so and so said. Call me and my man, them are breaking bread. All this talk about grime came back. Us men are just here, all in the meds. You should have just kings milled and chilled instead. This one's gonna take off heads. Never been a big friend. The only thing that I beg is forgiveness when I claim them.
I don't bread, man. I get bread, fam. 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 I don't bread, man. I get bread.
The things we're achieving. Bare tracks on my wall just gleaming. I thank God every day that I wake up. Cause I'm living the dream I was dreaming. It's like man ain't got no feelings. One day they bread you, the next day scheming. They wanna watch my food when I'm eating. Shout greatness, don't know the meaning. They need healing. Stop smoking and started reading. Now I'm on a whole next chapter. You're not a bad man, fam. You're an actor. If you went on X Factor, I bet the crowd wouldn't clap ya. If you ever shot on the block, all the youngs would jack ya. I was on a wall with my back up. Now I'm on a brand new team, better catch up.
I got a bar that will open your whole head top. Like the back door when it's midsummer. The man come around dishing out spuds. Taking out grinders, dishing out buds. Tell a man hold that, I don't even smoke. Two-faced behaviour, get a man smoked. I don't beg no friend, I say what I want. Cross the line and smoke. You say bro, I don't bread, man. I clock the meth for the bread, man. Can't bread no one for no bread, man. Trap house, Satan's leering it left, man. Diss me to my face with a bread, man. You can phone my phone, we're all men, fam. But then again, I don't care what so-and-so said. Call me and a man, them are breaking bread.
I don't care what so-and-so said. Call me and my man, them are breaking bread. All this talk about grime came back. Us men are just here, all in the meds. You should have just kings milled and chilled instead. This one's gonna take off heads. Never been a big friend. The only thing that I beg is forgiveness when I claim them.
I don't bread, man. I get bread, fam. 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 I don't bread, man. I get bread.
Yo, we are the Manor on FUBAR Radio, standing in for Michael Payne. That was Bread by Frisco, featuring Capo Lee, Shorty and Chip. All right, now our lovely producer Nat has got a game for us.
Yeah, so Frisco was the guest last week on the show and he very much enjoyed the game that we played with him. So I thought today, you have a track called Andy Peters.
We do.
Andy Peters is well known as a TV presenter, particularly, well, used to be known as a kids TV presenter.
Yeah. And the happiest man to ever live.
He is very happy, isn't he? Yeah. He is. So what I thought was we'll do is we'll have some little clips, we've gone full Alan Partridge today, of some other kids TV puppets.
Do you want to know a fun fact about Andy Peters?
Please.
So Andy Peters was the one that helped put Dermot on.
Dermot on Dermot TV.
Dermot.
Oh,
Your
mate, John.
Yeah. It's my good mate, Dermot O'Leary. Yeah. How you, Dermot? How you, Dermot, mate? I ain't spoke to you since
they
last summer.
Together,
yes. Do you? Yeah, of course, because he used to produce T4, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
Well, Andy Peters used to produce T4.
Yeah. Weird.
Swear
proper
no.
Weird.
Which means the big presenters do produce those,
right?
Well, yeah.
Well, it means he's responsible for Jun Sa Pong, Chungnan, Dave Berry, Alex Zane, all of those.
Wow.
Makita.
I used to love Makita Oliver.
Why have you gone off her? You used to.
I've actually seen her. She ain't been on TV for a little while.
I used to, but then she broke my heart.
So you miss her, innit?
I miss Makita Oliver.
All right, so let's play a game of.
I'm Andy Peters.
And the man on FUBAR Radio.
And Reese. So, what I want you to do is with your six clips is, because I'm going to be marking them, and I have got clues afterwards as well. So, I'm going to play the clip and then just write down who you think the puppet is, okay?
Puppet.
Here we go again. These guys.
This puppet's very well known. Well, it's all known.
Puppets.
Yeah, they're all puppets.
I didn't watch no puppet shows as a kid.
You must have watched a puppet show.
No, I used to watch MacGyver. I was a little bit smarter than usual kids.
MacGyver weren't even on English TV. What are you talking about? I lived in America, didn't I? You lived in America for 6 months.
And I watched MacGyver for 6 months.
It's pretty much a holiday he went on when he was two.
You've got a real thing about you. You don't like me being out in America, do you?
No, no, I don't believe it. That's all. I think it's made up.
Where were you in America? Let's ask some questions.
Florida, West Palm Beach.
Right, okay. But I've got to run out of questions, I believe him. Okay, right, so here is the puppet number two. Okay. Come on. Don't worry, I've got clues afterwards.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, this is puppet number three.
There we go.
You have to know that one.
That's, I think, the only puppet I thought there was about.
What? No, there's a lot of more puppets than you think.
Yeah. You know,
a lot
puppet.
More puppets.
Well, they had their own TV shows.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Do the Muppets count? The Muppets,
I mean, they are a puppet, yeah. So they do count. Yeah, they may not be on the list, but they do count.
We'll see.
All right, okay, here is number four.
That's John in the morning, isn't it?
It sounds like everyone on a set, shouldn't it? That is John, first thing on the phone.
Quickly, Scott, because I'm doing nothing. Get off my code word for get off my blower. Quickly.
Okay. Number five. Come on now, I see it really easy. You'll get it with the clues. All right, okay, and finally, number six.
Subaka.
Not Suba.
Subaka.
It's a woman who dance Wimbledon, isn't it? Subaka.
Oh, no, that's
Subaka. I mean, you'd know that one.
Legend. You got to write it down.
I actually met him.
Yeah, but he's been in here.
You met the puppet?
Yeah.
This puppet's been in here as a guest.
What's he like? He's a nice bloke.
Yeah, the guys are right, actually. He's like 40.
The puppet's quite annoying there. I'll give you some clues, right? I already think Reese has won this, can tell, because he seems to be excited. Like,
he's taking it very seriously. I'm hiding his answers and everything.
I'm the reigning champ as well. It's the problem.
Yeah, all right. Mascots. Well, do you, who needs clues? Well, obviously, Danny needs clues.
I don't think it's going to help, to be honest.
All right, well,
can.
So number one, did anyone not know what number one was?
I guessed it.
It's a herb. It's a clean herb. It could also be one of the names of this puppet. Don't say it out loud, but yes! Yes, okay. So, Danny, well done. Yeah. Yeah. I think I see Scotty changing his answer.
Weren't Basil
Brush
like...
I'm just going to give you all a point for that one because I feel like you've all got that, haven't you?
Weren't Basil Brush a bloke?
Basil Brush 40. Reese's got Basil Brush 6 times.
No, he wasn't a bloke, he was a fox. Have you got that Basil Brush, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Basil Brush ain't the 40 Towers geezer, ain't the same thing.
No, Basil Brush is a fox.
That's that last one.
Mad.
Basil 40 is John Cleese.
Mind
40
blown.
Towers. Wow. You know what? It's educational show, isn't it? All right, did anyone need help with number two?
Man, I thought there was a Muppet. You thought it was a puppet in 40 Towers?
Yeah, I just heard the two and just thought it was the same thing. Never clicked.
Do you thought John Cleese was a puppet? That's weed smoke, cuz.
No, obviously not.
That's Basil Brush on screen.
That comment came in a cloud of weed smoke.
I remember him.
That guy, yeah. All right, did anyone need help with number two?
I used to like that show as well.
Not enough to remember.
I like foxes.
I hate foxes.
I love foxes.
You watch The Animals of Farthingwood?
I did.
Yeah. It's quite a dark show, you know, for a little cartoon. Bear animals die.
No, it's just about a motorway getting built through a forest.
Yeah, and all the little animals used to get run over.
Yeah, that is quite dark, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a dark show, mate.
Dark show. Right, number two. Did anyone need a clue for that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen to it. You would find this on your flies.
Oh, yeah.
Zippy.
Yeah. Stop saying it. For God's sake. Right, point for everyone there.
Guys want to show their, why do guys want to show their intellectual ability when it comes to Muppets? Like, everyone's bare keen to win. Like, Muppets, like.
How many answers you got, reigning champ?
I've got one.
I feel like Johnny knew this one.
I know. Everyone knows that one.
Okay, so you don't need to know, one needs a clue for that one.
It's one of two, though, isn't it?
No.
It's one of two.
Right.
Unless I got it wrong.
I mean, clean the floor. One and one. Clean the floor is the clue.
Oh, there you go then. Yeah. So that's the other one. Yeah.
It's the other one.
I've got it wrong. Then.
Oh. Okay. All right. So we can all say that was sweet.
Say moppy. Man said moppy.
Broomy.
Broomy.
Three of you got that right. All right.
I got it right.
Because you said all the other one then. So it's obviously not sooty sweeping the floor, is it?
Oh, sooty and sweep.
Yeah. What did you have?
I just thought it was just sooty, innit? I forgot about sweep.
Oh, you forgot.
Man said moppy.
Right. Number five. Oh no, that was that was number four. The
fucking
number four.
A fucking job. Yeah.
What was number four? Do you think? Do you need a clue? This has shut down many takeaways. If it was seen in a takeaway, it would shut it down.
Oh, awesome. Well.
Was he used to talk about Kevin a lot? Kevin. Do you remember?
Nah.
A rat.
It is a rat.
DC10. They talk about Kevin a lot, don't they?
Kevin.
That's a new one,
yeah.
No, it's an old one.
Yeah,
Keith Lemon. Anyway,
right, okay. Think,
yeah, no.
Anyone got anything for that?
No, nothing.
It was a rap. Roland rap.
I don't know who Roland.
I didn't have cable when I was little. We were
cable. It was. I think he was on ITV.
ITV.
No, I was a CBPC guy, man. Okay. Adverts dead.
Well, then
CBPC.
Right, then, who is this if we're talking about CBBC? This would be nice with hoisin sauce.
Oh, so, you know, I know it is.
Yeah. But you better say Basil.
Not Basil.
Spring onion. Basil, wait, nice with hoisin sauce.
Spring onion, the puppy. You man didn't want spring onion, huh?
What have you got for that one? Nice with hoisin sauce.
Oh, duck, innit?
Well, what duck? Talking about CBBC.
Oh, Daffy. No.
Quacky.
No, he used to be in the broom cupboard.
Ducky the duck.
With
Fuzzy duck.
Philip Schofield, right?
Oh.
Oh.
Orville.
Orville the duck. No, I mean.
What was Orville, though?
He was Orville, a duck.
I think he was a dodo.
Orville was a duck. Orville was a duck.
Alright, fair enough.
Ed the duck with Philip Schofield. Do you remember that in the broom cupboard? Okay, and then.
This is the one.
This is
I
the
know
one.
This one.
Sivaka. Okay.
I know this. Yeah.
She's new school.
Mm-hmm. It would help you. It would help you break into your computer if you're good at this.
I got it.
Well, who is it?
Right, this is for the win, by the way.
This is for the win.
Yeah.
Say it.
Hack of the dog.
Yes. Did anyone else have that?
I don't know who that is.
Right, I'm giving it to Reese then. Reese has won.
Well done, Reese.
I won that one. Yeah.
Basil Brush every time. Every time.
I've given it to you. I'm giving it to Reese.
Have a G&T, Reese. There you go.
Hold on, Nat. You snaked me though because you tipped me off on one of the answers and then didn't put it in.
What was the answer?
I'm calling the gopher.
I can't find the low fat one.
Hold on, listen. So yesterday, right?
I didn't tip him off.
Nat was telling me about this game, right?
Yeah. Which, by the way, Scotty vetoed originally.
At first, I was like, no, I'm going to be shit at this. I don't want to do it.
Right,
and so Nat gave me a tip and said, yeah, one of them's going to be Gordon the Gopher.
Oh, yeah,
so I thought, right, touch, at least I'll get 1 point. So for every answer, I've written Gordon the Gopher. And she snaked me.
Yeah, of course, I wasn't going to make it that easy, yeah.
Yes, we have something a bit more us next game.
We've got something for you. Well, hold on, everyone else got that one, because you just don't watch TV.
I used to watch wrestling and that, and like Babe Station.
There isn't a game about Babe Station, I'm not going to lie.
There
not
is
today,
a
anyway.
Couple of games. You ring them up, innit?
Do you remember we did that?
Yeah,
I had a chip that you could just make whatever calls you wanted on.
Yeah,
and they used to just
one.
Run out. No, it was a legal one. Yeah, it was a legal one. But then
it was just a chip that you weren't using your own number.
It was just a chip.
It had unlimited minutes.
Yeah, on any number.
Yeah,
abroad, everything. It was exactly. Magical. It was
have
Harry Potter. It's
Mogwarts.
Yeah, we got the bird to throw up the mana sign.
Shut up.
Yeah, you've not seen the photo.
We were just chatting.
Lolly, I don't know what her name was.
Lolly Badcock.
No!
man just pulled out the random name. And I know that name.
You know that one, yeah?
I know it.
You know that one, yeah?
But yeah, we were chatting to her in ages, and then in the end she said we had to go because obviously people like nonce people ring in to listen up.
Yeah.
And obviously they didn't want to hear us going, yeah, girl, we'll get you on a music video, we'll get you out of that babe station, do you know what I mean?
She was a good crack then, girl.
What were you talking to her about? What were you saying?
Like, just the manner, innit?
We started off like, how's your week been, what you been up to?
Did you come on there and say hi with a manner, or did you just call up and say hi?
No, we were just having a chat with her.
We said we're just chilling in, just a few of the boys were a bit bored having a few beers. Like, what you been up to lately?
You can see what she's up to. Legs apart.
Yeah, we wanted to get to know her a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Because all she gets is filth.
Did you do any?
This was a humanitarian call.
We wanted to save her, really, but we were seeing if she was like savable.
So is she like?
Well, we got Drake here. He'll tell you, don't try and save no strippers. Base station.
So was she top? Was she topless? Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
The worst thing with base station as a kid. You forget to change it at night.
Oh, you go to bed shitting and thinking
your mum's going to wake up, turn on Sky, and then just go straight to base station.
Do you know what's mad though? I see a thing, I've seen this thing go around on Facebook, because if you've seen on Cartoon Network, after hours, they put on that Adult Swim, which is like adults cartoon, which is a bit dark. But it's a bit nuts, because if parents don't know that's there, they might leave their kids to go sleep watching Cartoon Network. And then there's like hella fuckery.
Any parent who leaves their kid watching Cartoon Network to go sleep deserves social services to intervene and stop them
from
doing
their kid watching Cartoon Network. It's a lot worse. You get much worse parents than someone who lets their kid fall asleep to cartoons,
starts.
Mate.
That's where it all starts. That's where bad parenting starts.
Mate, let's have it right. Every kid goes and finds their own shit anyway. Like, who's not going to go and find it?
Who's having kids first at E3?
Yeah.
John's married.
John's
front running
now. Yeah, John's definitely.
Mate, John's trying.
Probably trying. Might have a little announcement coming.
You feeling fertile, John?
Not really, if I'm honest. But
he ain't got the energy.
She's got to catch me on a good day. That's the problem.
catch you outside. Yeah.
Catch you outside. How about that?
All right. So the next song we're gonna have is gonna be our bad boy tune, Octavian 100 Degrees.
Big tune.
To my face, diss me, you get sway, no delay. Take my place, you ain't got what it takes. Yo, here with my G's, B's, V's, peaking, 100 degrees. Please, no, please. No pillow talk here, I tap that and I leave. I gotta be free. You begging it, why you can't stand with the team? 100 degrees. Yo, remember the days me and Waleed were still on the rise, looking bummy. Realize bro can't be in the life, so fuck it, dedicate my life to the money. Resurrect by being no zombie to make it out properly, fuck that. They used to cost me, now they're all on me, fuck it, I'm doing it properly, I love that. Look how some look, they look at my books, they look at your crep.
Look at my crep,
they look at my. Now they see I'm up next, they backtrack then. Let a nigga in the set. You man are all shakes. Billy said, I'm
here
blessed.
With my G's, P's, fiends, peaking,
100 degrees, please, no, please. No pillow talk here, I tap that and I leave, I gotta be free. You begging it, why you can't stand with the team, 100 degrees.
I'm not a fuck, I'm not a up, gang is my blood, gang is my egg, 100 degrees, step in the club, oh look, that's wise. Fucking it up, he's fucking it up. I am truly honored, honestly I'm proud. Look how far that we come,
look how much that we done.
Feeling like they done. You be fake to my face, I feel dumb,
stupid.
And I can't let no one hurt my mum.
No,
just to think what you do for some fun.
When
shit hits the fan, you've always come.
You run.
Just to go off a snake with the guys, man. I thought it was blessed, man. I thought it was love.
Man, I thought it was
put hours in the clock, I done miles in a map that's up
here
and down
with
or
my
fast.
G's, P's, V's, peaking, 100 degrees. Please, no. No pillow talk here, I tap that and I leave, I gotta be free. You begging it, why you can't stand with the team, 100 degrees.
I'm not trying to know why.
never got mad. It's the thing you do for some fans. And she loves to find you for this man. It's the goal of a scale of your guys, but I've heard of this man of all English love. Put hours in a day, you know what I've done, but let's stop and download fast.
Yo, that was Octavian featuring Sam Wise, 100 Degrees, bad boy rapper Octavian. Right, so we are the Manor on FUBAR Radio, standing in for the legend Michael Payne. We just had Reese Parkinson on, done a little tag team, bish bash bosh.
Thanks,
and we switched
though.
Him, yeah, thank you very much for Reese.
Yep.
And we switched him for Top Boy Cosmo. What's happening, mate?
What's going on, mate? What a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much for coming. Yeah, how's things going with you, mate?
Yeah, very well, man, very well, top, you know.
Holding it down in West for me, my brother.
Very bright, yeah, very bright on the West side, you know. Yeah,
it's always looking bright over there, isn't it?
Need my shades on for you today,
taking
mate.
In the colour, cos, yeah.
What's this, what's that pattern, what would you call that, like? Is that like a tie?
I don't know, you know, it's just colourful.
It's just wavy.
I give it the Cosmo look, like, you know what I mean?
What's the Cosmo look? Go on,
it's
describe,
just a
describe
bright
it.
And colourful image, is it?
To match your personality,
and
eh?
And you know, I'm all about colour coordination, to be fully honest.
Is it?
Yeah, I
go
love
on,
a
what
little
you
bit
got
of colour
on? What's gone?
We'll right now, to be fair, it's a bit of purple and pink. It's not that, and then there's a black on the drop to match the jumper, you know what I mean? Little black and white crepes to match the top,
hard,
like this
hard,
bit.
Hard.
I mean,
decent.
It's a drop.
Scotty
decent.
Appreciates that. Like, Scott does some mad colour.
I know, I see Scotty, he's a baller.
I do, but do you know what I mean? It's like... Obviously, I've had that girlfriend belly for a while, so I've been wearing black because it's slimming.
Nah,
but
this
summer, this two couple summers, I ain't been too colourful.
I've been sitting
but.
In the studio getting a bit of a beer belly too.
It happens, but I'm going to bring back some colourful joints. Going to bring back some colourful joints this summer.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, so what's been happening with you at the moment, cos? You got a new tune out, innit?
I've got the new single. Yeah, you know, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I've been getting some love back from it. Dream A Lot is out now to stream. It dropped about a month ago. And, you know, I recorded it in about January. And I got some good feedback when I originally like, put it on my Instagram kind of thing. And even like, Octavian hit me up, like, oh, come, like, do you know what I'm saying? So I've got an idea of, like, but the remix, it's not like, I'm not insinuating Octavian's going to be on it, but like, I knew from the get go that the tune was something special.
Yeah.
I got instant reaction from people. Did a few shows performing it, and I was getting mad love from it. I was like, yeah, you know what? It's time to really think about how I'm going to pattern it up and put it out. Mm. And now we've got the video dropping in about a week.
Sick.
Not sure if I should do, like, send it to GRM or something, or go in my own channel.
Tell me, because as a good brethren of yours, what's the vibe of this video?
What have you
done? Because I've heard this song a lot. Like, me and Scott play it in the car all the time, and I want to make
I think I've banged it every day.
Nah,
since
you might have been pumping.
I think I've banged it every day.
I'm
like that. I batter songs though.
I'll listen to a song
35 times on repeat and then never listen to it.
Trust
me.
But going back to it, what would the vibe be? Because I want to make sure. I know you're going to do it justice, but I want to know so I can start picturing.
You know what
I'm going for the video. What are you going to try and do?
Honestly, it's just I got a bit of a wild imagination, and I know like sometimes it makes me run wild, innit? Like it's places that I don't even know I should be in.
Yeah.
But then, like, wait, what?
Is that in real life or in your imagination?
I don't know. It's like Inception, dog. I don't even know where I am anymore. Like. But these times, I'd made the song off the back of, like, coming out of a relationship I was in for quite a long time, innit? So even when I'm the bars, like, she don't know because I dream a lot. It was kind of like, oh, she didn't. I don't know. I felt like why I broke up anyway, or why I wanted to break up was because I was in this relationship which wasn't allowing me to progress, or so to say, like, creatively, innit? And I wanted to really get out of me. It burns me inside if I can't, like, write a lyric or I can't do something. I really just want to, like, be able to express myself.
What about it made you feel stifled, though, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know. Maybe it was because I was trying to commit myself to it too heavily, and I should have, like, maybe just, like even said to her, I need some time here and there. And it was my first ever proper relationship, if I'm being honest. Like, I got into it about 2 years or a year and a half ago with her. Sorry, Danny, if you're in the way. We was in my first proper serious relationship. Like, she said it was like maybe her first or second one, I think it was. And we was maybe very new to everything that was happening, like, so the feelings off of the back of coming out of it stemmed me to write some mad stuff like Dream A Lot, for instance, and a lot more to come, which are still in the works.
Sick.
That's you could hear it, and that's what I'm saying. When you say, you know, music these days, for me, what cuts through and what does well is genuine music. And I could hear, I didn't even know that. I remember talking to you all the time, I didn't know that was about a relationship, but you could hear the emotion in it. And I just thought it was just waves. I thought it was
That's what a lot of people say. Exactly. I've had some people tell me different concepts and ideas of what they thought it was.
Do you know what I think sick about your sound, though, is like, because I remember when I was at your ass, and you were playing, you listened to all of these fucking undercover, weird... You got American, you got like underground yeah, rappers, yeah, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you stay on top of it. And I feel like you've got a nice middle ground where your sound is kind of, it fits in with what's banging on the underground and this, that and the other, and that
but
kind of
palatable,
that wide American sound, but it's palatable and it's quite British as well. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's different. What are you fucking laughing at?
No, they keep sending me messages like move back, move forward. I'm not looking
he's doing the okie cokie the boy.
But yeah, so you've got this kind of it's kind of a cool current sound that would translate to America, but it's got that British edge on it, and it works though, because a lot of the time you find these British artists that kind of look for an American sound and it just doesn't really cross.
Yeah, do you know what? I never really wanted to like try and have an American sound. I've just tried to like infuse all the sounds that I love. So I do love J. Cole and Nas and whatnot, but I love Britain. Do you know what I mean? Like there's so much more artists I love from the UK than I do from the US, isn't it?
Yeah, J. Cole's new album was sick, man.
Amazing.
Do you know what's mad? I didn't. So a lot of, like Forest Hill Drive for me was over the last however many years, well, the only albums that I thought really lived up to expectation. There's been a few that have been good. For the Jay-Z one, the 444, that was good. But there's a few that I thought were like, they, you know, they kind of had to, you listen to them, you have to just stick with them for a while or whatever. But that one for me was instant. And so when I saw, I was looking forward to this project, but you know when I saw the artwork here, is it a bit paganish, like it's a bit scary, like I don't know if he's going to go down that road. And then plus I didn't want to, you know, when something like that comes out, you got to listen to it, I've got to sit down with it and listen to it cover to cover properly. I listened to it recently, only a couple of weeks ago, and it is
amazing, man. It's a mad story about like what's happening this generation. He's talking a very positive,
but it's just in terms of the whole kids on drugs and the drugs. What's your medication? Is it social media? Is it a substance? Is it fucking whatever? Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's nice.
We've all had that. Well, not all, sorry, like, I don't mean to judge, but a lot of us have had that problem where we've had something that's held us back, like drugs or something like that. You know what I mean? Or alcohol problems or something like that. And like it's a nice message to like a refreshing kind of sound, like, oh, don't worry, like you're allowed to go through things, you're just human, innit? Like I'm just human. Like watching that whole interview he did with Angie Martinez, it's you know what I mean? Sick, he's like, bro, I'm just a human. At the end of the day, I get anxiety, like just doing this interview, I got anxiety thinking about, because people are gonna take my shit in and be like, raw, like this bro is the wisest don on earth. Like, but if he fucks up, it's like, oh no, like he's not the wisest man on earth. We should never have ever believed him or something.
It's true.
Instant, when you like judgment.
What I would say is that with people like J. Cole and Kendrick, and there's certain people, they put themselves in a position where they have a responsibility to make music that matters.
I
feel that's why J. Cole came, because that's why I feel that's why he had the gap. Because you can kind of see, like, that's why he took the time and like left it artistically to find where does he position himself does he really feel like he should say or needs to say to people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Even that, like, infusing the mentality of that into like your own music and understanding maybe it's about quality for some, it's about quantity, not necessarily like they've not got no quality, but it's quantity they need,
especially
to
nowadays
more,
where the music like, is now, and where music's so disposable, everyone's just trying to fire bullets, put something
new,
saying,
bruv, like, otherwise you're gonna, do you know what I mean, like, and no one will care within a few months, like,
of course.
But okay, so another thing I want to talk about was this Daily Mail article.
Man, that was a mazza.
Go on, you tell us about it.
How
long ago was it?
And I thought about it, I was thinking about it, I was talking to Shad when you asked me yesterday, I was like, I don't know, like, I'm going to give him an answer back tomorrow because I need to think about this, like, whether I want to talk about it or not. Because obviously, my mum's an MP, isn't it? My mum's been a politician for
Labour MP.
Quite a long time. Labour
shout
MP
out.
For Northwest.
Gang.
Yeah, who man. Your
my mum's Karen Buck.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't really like talking about these things publicly because I don't necessarily reflect exactly what my mum portrayed in her life. Do you know what
no
I mean?
One does.
I grew up differently to my mum. At the end of the day, I grew up in a different environment, different things reflected on my life to her. Like, so even just her being an MP was very hard for me coming, because it was like the people I was surrounded by and then the people she's surrounded by was two whole different worlds. So it was crazy clashing them together. And then I realised I got nothing to hide, really. Like, there's no point. Do you know what I mean? Like, so basically what happened was, when I was young, I was in a music video and like whatever, I was smoking, like whatever I was, I'm going with a cigarette still, but I was smoking in the video. And these times, the Daily Mail put out an article years later, matter of fact, when I was about 21, 22, they put out an article saying, our MP son's gangster rap video smoking joint, whatever. Mm. And then like they called me up trying to like harass me. I was like, "Rav, like, this is mad. Like, I don't even know."
All you had was a cigarette. You know what
like,
I mean,
like, what's the big deal?
He like? Can't have a stat. 21.
Come on. I was just a bit stressed. I needed a fag.
Yeah.
But then yeah, like a couple years later, same things happen. Like the sons come knocking on my door. I just put out a video with Shiz McNaughty when the
big up Shiz. Big up Shiz.
And we put out that one, and the son have come knocking on my door saying the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, I got a video. But as soon as he come to my door, he's like, "I'm from the son." He was like, "You know what?" I was like, "Fuck off! I'm not even having it this time." Like, look, I'm gonna film you straight away. And then he ran off in
it.
Like,
what are they looking for you to say to comment on it or to say?
Yeah, they want me to say something dumb. Yeah,
they want to get you angry so they can then start portraying this character that they've already started.
They want you to try and fit the build that they're trying to create for you.
The worst one happened this year, January. Came out of court.
Got it onto you, innit?
Yeah, they put it onto me. I came out.
You start doing a Kanye or something and chase them down.
No, I'm joking.
I must have got arrested like a year ago for nothing. It was minor, innit? Like I ended up going to court for it. I got my NFA. I come out of court and there was a lady waiting for me saying, "I was sitting in in the court hearing and we just want to know like a statement from you." And I was like, "Nah, I'm not having it. I don't even know who Karen Rock is. I don't even know her." And I've come downstairs and there's paps waiting for
this
me.
Swear
there
down.
Was paps waiting for me. And it was like, I've whipped up my hoodie straight away and I've dashed into the road because I didn't even know what to do. And I'm high Marylebone, innit? It's a busy road, innit? Cars coming both ways. So I'm dashing into the road and the lady's running to the road with me. I'm like, raw, like, she really wants
committed,
to
pizza,
like, this is commitment, like, these get paid decent peas, then. I've jumped over a fence, dashed over the other side of the road. She's chasing me. I'm like, raw, I'm running down
she
the road,
she's actually running
G.
you down, yeah?
She was chasing, I got a video of her chasing me. I'm like, yo, this is mental, bro.
This
like,
is...
Next time they come for you, cos just have a little album there, just a little bit of promo.
She come bare close, yeah, and then she was like, "Go on, hit me."
You say,
wow.
Shut
like,
up.
Wow.
Swear down.
Yeah, she was like, "Go on, you're going to get nicked again, go on." I was like,
but listen, just say, you don't know that I dream a lot. That's what you got to drop on me. You don't know that I dream a lot.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's mad the things you have to face sometimes, but I've just overcome it and started laughing about it like this. And I'm like, you know what, Bunny, I'm the person I am. I'm not going to let my mum's life dictate what I do. I'm not a bad guy. I don't reflect bad things. I like to
say, we all sat there on Saturday. Half of us in tears watching a man that had been arrested, that had beat up paparazzi, smoked weed, turn up at parties in a Hitler uniform, and we all sat there and said, "Yeah, God bless you. Everyone, let's be real, let everyone live. Everyone comes good eventually, let everyone live." That's a message to paparazzi.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, they did after the Allsborough disaster, they did a thing, stop reading the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Liverpool.
Do something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's launch, stop reading the Mail. Fuck the Daily Mail. Stormzy back here. Let's get the other music. Let's get, we'll start a movement in London. We'll start
reading that. I'm not one of them guys.
Mate, Raheem Sterling, mate, let's seriously.
It's a joke.
And the thing is,
all.
If anything's going to happen, like, listen, these people monopolise things because they're allowed to do it.
Exactly,
but the power
man.
Will always be with the majority. But it's just about the majority pulling together.
And it's these cunts that just own everything, cuz.
Guess who's
that
getting
Murdoch,
guess like, who's getting a 2-star review on the album when it comes out?
A 1-star review.
Fuck your review. Fuck the Mail. Right, yeah, I'm with it.
Right, come, let's go to the song. Let's play the
Dream
tune
a lot.
We were talking about. This is Cosmo, Dream a Lot. Banger.
I know that time will tell if it's real or not. She don't know, for, cause I dream a lot. She think I dream too much, doing me too much, telling me I need your love like she wanna speed it up, only if it's real enough. I can't slow down, gotta go get it.
Go get it, my G.
Man, get it cracking, make money, keep stacking. See all of this pack foreign, had the ting and she mad boring, telling me she thinks she falling. But you know, I was out in the morning, so there's no point waiting on me, cause I got places to be. Just keep on making a scene while I'm chasing my dreams. Forgot you know. Oh yeah, you know me well, you get it cracking. Oh, I know that time will tell if it's real or not. She don't know, but cause I dream a lot, yeah. Got too used to your company. Don't know what you done to me. You said you was in love with me. Don't know what you done to me.
Yo, we are the Manor on FUBAR Radio, standing in for Michael Payne. Got a special guest in the studio right now, man, like Cos Motivation.
Like,
that was a mad
like.
Sound effect still.
I just like to experiment with sounds.
But do next one, do next one.
I came up with Dream a lot though. I was just like, hey, hey.
Right,
I don't know how I did it.
Right, I've got a story. Another story now. Okay, the headline. Girl says mum is making her live like a peasant after cutting allowance to £730.
You are joking.
Per
you're
week,
joking.
Week. Per month.
£700 and what? £30, you see?
No, a month.
A month.
Okay. So she gets okay. £730 a month?
Yeah.
How old?
15.
Wow.
From what? What was she getting before?
That's a lot.
Okay,
so
yeah, I know. We had, Nicolette, we had 30 quid EMA every week.
Yeah, Nicolette. So, right, yeah, until the Tories
job seekers is about 280 a month. So, right, so bear that in mind.
Nicolette, is it really seven? Yeah, £72 a week, isn't it?
Where
yeah.
she lived, though? Right. That's
right,
the thing.
Nicolette, a 15-year-old from Beverly Hills, had her allowance cut from $5,000 at 15.
It's what you used to, though, isn't it?
Spend 5 quid on at 15 a month. She don't go out.
Ridiculous, man.
She probably wow. does. 15.
Nah, 21
in her defence.
21 in America.
In her defence, I say it all the time. I say it all the time.
They got fake IDs out there.
15.
I say it all the time. I say it all the time. Like, for instance, I don't know, Walcott just took a pay cut going to Everton. If you're used to spending a certain amount of money, right?
She's 15, John.
Yeah, but yeah. If you're used to having that,
yeah, but that's very hard. As an adult with a certain quality of life that you need to
clothes,
maintain.
Garms, though, man. Garms.
All right, sorry, garms, so yeah. wait, okay. Had her allowance cut from $5,000 to $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Argued with her mum on the Dr. Phil show that she should be given at least $2,500 a month because she works all the time. Her. She said, I feel like a peasant. I can't live like this anymore. I'm always out of money. To be fair, for this sales pitch, you should have got it. I'm always out of money. I grew up on a certain... What do you mean, grew up where?
In Beverly Hills, it's fancy.
Yeah, Beverly Hills, bro. Yeah.
You got to have the best garms, mate.
So you ain't going with 6, 13,
14. You can't even go shopping by yourself.
See, that's the thing, though. When they've started off at certain standards, then it's hard, like, it's hard in their minds to knock it back down to... Like,
I feel
she ain't going.
Here,
she ain't going Miss 60 or Primark. She's going Rodeo Drive.
I mean, she's only got one outfit now. She can only
afford
this girl,
like,
it's a limit. Who's her mum? She's a piss taker.
Nicolette, her name's Nina. Nicolette's mum, Nina, admitted to giving her credit cards without limits from a very young age.
I
made this mistake. I gave one of them to my missus and got stung. So
nah,
I
know one bad like this.
I understand. Yeah? I gave my ex now started a business, right? I gave her an Amex. I got off the new Amex on my Platinum account, so I give her one. I said, listen, so we started a business. I said, if you need to like fill a gap for the business, then use that. And then that way, when it comes to doing the accounts and whatever, it's all in one place. And it's
Scotty,
easy.
Let me stop you right? there.
Still
don't know how to fill a gap.
Still don't use your account. Had a row. I'm looking fucking gone and spent a tour on cocktails in West End.
We did that on the business card the other day, to be fair.
Yeah, but that's our money.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, all right, so... With some bills being up to $10,000. She said she felt guilty about being a single mum working 6 days a week so she'd spoil her. What sort of backwards logic is this? On top of her allowance being raised, Nicolette expects her mum to buy her a matte Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon worth $231,000
standard
for
a 16th
birthday.
Go get it, girl.
Dr. Phil, my G, said overindulgence is a form of child abuse and recommended Nina give Nicolette more love and less money.
No, on the real. So let's just talk about her mum and what her mum did there, because her mum fucked up.
You know what,
up.
Bruv? Just send her to the ends, man.
That everyone's, the focus is article.
It's good, well,
it's through there. Come and let her live in Catford for a couple of weeks.
You know what I mean? She'll adjust, man.
She'll adjust, but her mum is where we fucked up. That whole article's about
my
girl.
You can't set your stall out that high. Same in a relationship. If you give someone everything to start, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Right.
You are. My mate went Cotswold first week of his relationship. He could never maintain that.
That he talks about Cotswolds like he's flipping Dubai.
You can't do nothing after that. You can't go any rest. Right. You can't ever go Nando's. Ever.
Right. Ever.
What, after what? After the Cotswolds?
This is what I'm saying. Oh, he kept trying.
Do you know where the Cotswolds is?
So over 10.
No, you do that on your first date. Are you joking?
That's only Oxford, Dan.
It's just, it's not romantic. It's what I'm saying.
You are you saying that the Cotswolds is the UK equivalent of Beverly Hills?
No, all
that. That's what I'm hearing from
you. What I'm trying to say is in my former relationships, right. I've given nothing and they've never expected anything. And it's always right. worked for me. Right.
That's why you're single, though.
There's plenty waiting in the
wings. So,
not for Cotswolds.
Do you know what this makes me think of, though, right? So, fat kids, right?
Slow down here.
Slow down, Scotty.
Nah, but the thing is, it goes into that though, innit? Because don't you think that parents who give their child, like, I know, like, so I know someone, she's
a nap. You were a fat kid, let's have it right.
No, actually, I weren't a fat kid, so I left to my own devices.
Okay.
I started puffing when I was like 14, 15.
Weren't you fat? You were fat back at our school, though, weren't you?
No, I was a bit chubby.
Chubby.
I'm not even going to get involved in this work.
You don't want to get involved, son. You grew your back problems.
Carry on.
But, you know, I was a portly.
Portly.
Stocky.
I weren't curvy, but then,
when I got left to my devices, I got fat in it. But then, so you think, like, so I know someone who's a nanny, and it's like a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and the snack drawer in their house is at ground level. That is mad.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having access to unlimited chocolate and crisps at that age?
Nah.
But yeah, do you think that's like, is that genuinely bad parenting?
Yeah.
It's careless. All jokes aside, listen, like, you know, none of us are parents, so we ain't got a real right. I don't know about yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so we ain't got a real right to judge, because it is different. When you start having a kid, you can make all these judgments from back here. But really and truly, though, things are easy. Certain things are avoidable.
Yeah.
Like, giving your kid a £5,000 allowance is avoidable. Like,
but it's relative, though.
So what if all the other kids are getting 5
Exactly,
quid?
Yeah, what'd you do?
What if all their friends are getting 10? And you say, I'll give you 5.
That's right, man.
And they're still moving.
I'll tell you one thing, you don't drop it down to 700.
But she's a single mum, like, might be her first kid, do you know what I mean? She's learning as she goes along. So what are you supposed to do? So you spoiled the kid, you're supposed to try and rectify it, or just think she's fucked now, just let her come a materialistic whatever.
She's fucked now. She's 15 and she's moaning about 700 quid.
Then you pull the plug now and think, before she turns into 18, 21 and I've got no control left, let me try and correct the mistake. No?
Yeah, I think it's a bit late. I think just run with it now, innit? 15.
Listen, if you said it's relative and it is everyone else is on 5 grand, then you don't drop it. Like, there has to be a reason for it. You know what I mean? She should never have started that. I know hindsight's.
But what
amazing.
How much pocket money did you get when you were 15?
Jesus Christ, I used to get a flipping half a patty and a chopper chop every week.
We put it together, see what we could get in it.
Jesus Christ, you asked Max Dixon how much I used to get pocket money. He didn't know what pocket money was. Man was brought up with a goat and a flipping in a shed. My dad didn't know what pocket money was. So you couldn't even ask him for it.
No, we'd nice there, but there was a few kids at our school.
I used to get secondhand stickers. You know sticker books? No sticker books. I used to get secondhand panini stickers.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah,
Max attacks in
that.
Max attacks, bro.
No. Wait, what do you mean secondhand?
Bro,
well, like last season.
They were still.
He's already done. I was
completely
to unstick them and put them in.
I was completing the 95-96 catalog in 98.
Good.
I was completing the 95-96.
Is that why you like old football years so much?
That's why, bro.
That's why you're
like one of my brethren. You go to his yard, he's always got like FIFA 16.
That's me.
Yeah, man. I know them.
I was playing PlayStation 1 in 2010, mate.
You know what I mean,
bro? I don't have nothing.
No, but what do you do, honestly? Like, what do you do, though, if all the other kids are on that much money, do you let your kid be the brunt bearer
move your kid, you teach them about values. You teach them about values, you take them away from superficial.
What values? Your K-Co, do they need values?
What's not the point?
But there might be nothing your parents can necessarily do. What if your parents have got like 5 kids? How are they supposed to give a fiver to all of your kids?
Yeah.
Like, but what I'm saying, if you can afford it,
well,
right?
Then
if you're well off, yeah. Okay, take this thing for example. Nicolette, all her pals get £5 a month. She comes home one day. She doesn't even add much pocket money or whatever. All of her friends start getting pocket money. You're well off. She's always going to be well off. Yeah. So you say, what do you do?
You find a compromise which is reasonable. You teach her about the value of money. Teach her that if you want this money, really and truly,
why does she need to know that though?
Well, because then she's got dead friends and she's take away from them friends.
No, but that's the lifestyle, isn't it? Yeah, they're all caked. What is the value of money to a rich person?
Move your child, because your kid needs to know that if the £5,000 is a lot of money, and
so you're chopper chopping half a patty, right, to someone in a fucking favela in Brazil. Yeah, someone in a favela in Brill, you're balling with that chopper chopping half a patty.
You're never balling with a chopper chopping half a patty. You're never balling with a chopper chopping half a patty.
You're the Catford Mansion anyway. You're Keiko,
mate. He was always eating well at school. He chopped half a patty. Fuck me. Big man like you, yeah? Half patties. That's how you got this.
I know, man, I'm spending that fiver to re up, but to get an ice flipping a what's it.
That's what you teach your kid to do. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, drop it. Bit of work on him, isn't it? Like, don't do that with
him. Here's a 4-pack of Snickers. Flip it.
I sold everything in school. Right. I used to go to Wembley Market and get Nike trainers.
Oh, come
on.
I used to get
Malwams from the pound shop in school. I used to get a pack of Malwams, yeah. Flip that to fiver. Bro, year 9, £5 is peas. I was making certain times, I was making like £15 a week.
No, real talk, and then I flip it on money up. Balling, and then you get even more.
Swish. Mazza.
I don't know what you call it. Penny up the wall or my pound up.
Champ. I've never lost.
See what I'm saying?
I've never lost a pound up. I know how to rig coin tosses as well. I don't lose coin tosses, you know that. Swear down, it's not just.
I said rig it.
I don't know why you're laughing.
I ain't actually seen him lose.
We're about to play a game.
Why is he laughing? Hey, bro, trust me, I don't lose coin tosses. I've never lost.
I don't play with dons like you, man. You're just shaking. No, it touched your foot.
Yeah, trust me. But right, let's go to another song
thank
now.
Thank Cosmo for coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Cosmo, thank you very much, mate.
Pleasure always.
Before you go, we got. Have we talked about the fact we got a big tune coming out?
Oh, yeah, we never mentioned that at all.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, we're
my
too
God.
We're busy talking about money and forgetting about the music. Yeah. No, I'm joking. Yeah, we've got a song, Shiz McNaughty featuring myself in the Manor. They obviously loved the song we put out originally, which is just.
What's the original called? Check it out on YouTube.
Where the Beat Goes On. Well, it's going to be back on YouTube by tomorrow. And we're just working with the man of trying to sort out where we're going to pay it out now and figure out a sick video for everyone. Yeah,
what else you got coming up?
I got a few more singles that I don't really want to talk about too much just yet, but yeah, just know there's going to be stuff, so just keep an eye on at Cosmotivation on all social media platforms.
Cosmotivation,
is it? Trust quite me. Easy and rings a little nice tone, is it? Come on, man.
Thank you, lads,
man.
Thanks for coming down,
man. Oh, you'll see him all summer with us anyway. Any festivals, he's going to be out here.
He's going to be the one smizzled in the back.
12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Got bail off for the corner, slide on your corner like Mola, man we'll get bun, I ain't talking Mola, aim for the cake, large up Mola, raise the base, large up Dola, grab and stab and jab Abdullah, trying to get this big belly fuller, large up Pullen, Captain Fuller, hit the thing like Sir Alan Sugar, everyone's fired, everyone's quiet, but they're at home eating fucking suya, that's why I don't see her, level 1, level 2, level 3, God, see her, wouldn't wanna be her, penthouse views where we are, up here,
is it clear?
Got from the front, from the rear, blood that's real, lift shit, never took stairs, but I'm there, but let's just get this clear. I'll bungee jump your soul, bro. I'll put niggas in the air. Hell yeah. I'm the most electrifying guy in music entertainment since the flare.
Yeah, fucking yeah.
Coming on a 16, big thing. Never been a victim. Man, them a snitching. Man, them a switching. Man, them a itching. Pull up slow. Black Jesus and Black God. Man, scream like Black Rod. Coming on a 16, big thing. Never been a victim. Man, them a snitching. Man, them a switching. Man, them a itching. Pull up slow. Black Jesus and Black God. Man, scream like Black Rod. Man, like ledge. Make man take the pledge. Push man off the ledge. Spray man down like pledge. Activate man's G. Boss man's fucking head. Someone ordered a breakfast dinner, cause I'm gonna scramble an egg. Boateng man's brother. Great man's fucking leg. So all types of this.
disrespect. Disconnect, connect man's head. Rack bar lock with a showman red. Black Angel get the perfect death. Everything's cool with my 38 flesh. Arm, leg, leg, head, 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 leg. Coming on a 16, big thing. Never been a victim. Man, them a snitching. Man, them a switching. Man, them a itching. Pull up slow. Black Jesus and black God. Man, scream like black rod. Coming on a 16, big thing. Never been a victim. Man, them a snitching. Man, them a switching. Man, them a itching. Pull up slow. Black Jesus and black God. Man, scream like black rod.
Man, what's happening? Yeah, John, stop having your phone back on there, mate.
I'm here. Cheers, bro. I'm here. Yeah. He's getting mugged off in WhatsApp at the moment.
We are the manor standing in for Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio. Firstly, thank you very much for having us, Nat, and
no,
the FUBAR guys.
For coming.
Having a great time, we are. You having a good time, boys?
I'm having a good time. You're doing
lovely
well, Scotty, brother.
Time,
oh, you are
mate.
Doing well. I see this is your first of many shows that you're taking
you're,
over.
You're the new Bobby Niehau. Is that Niehau
are we
or
doing
Bobby
more?
Friction?
I'd say
Bobby,
so.
Yeah. That does BBC Asian Network. Shout out Scotty. He's the best guy.
I was the new, what's my man on?
Bobby Friction.
Nah, man, Anchorman.
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. I was going for the new Ron Burgundy.
What do you mean?
Bobby Friction.
Yeah, he's a Big Don job.
I know he is,
yeah.
That's gang.
Drifter's Don.
That's gang.
Say less.
You should apologise for
that. Yeah, yeah.
Off there, innit, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so I've got another story. This one is a story after my own art. Actually. Alright, so middle class mums.
Yeah, that's very
bit,
you,
that's
very
a bit
you.
I like. Yeah. Yeah. Reveal new dinner party trend where MDMA is hidden in French cheese.
Shut up.
It sounds sick.
Bro,
innit?
This was our do you remember our idea for a music video?
No. What?
Where we'd get all the mums and dads on the mum and dad. For a video, we wouldn't tell no one. We were going to do it at my mum's 50th for jokes.
Swear everyone was on a dizzle that night.
No,
anyway.
Mate, it was like that, to be fair.
But yeah, so a new trend has started, which involves putting MDMA into chunks of brie as well. MDMA yeah. in the chunks of brie and eating them at dinner parties. The gatherings, sometimes known as brieing parties, are intended to strengthen friendships and has been particularly popular amongst the Middle Ages middle class. A 50-year-old woman with
is
a strong...
Is this your middle-class voice?
Huh?
The middle-ages middle-class.
Slightly,
class.
Isn't it? Fucking hell.
Well,
a 50-year-old woman with a strong circle of friends is credited as starting the trend. She said, "We did not seem to have as much of a laugh as then when we were younger. There always seemed to be barriers up between us." Another woman, a 42-year-old media executive, said that while she was aware of the MDMA trend, she'd never heard it done with brie, as her friends preferred using the duck pancakes from their takeaways.
Swear that. This ain't real.
Sounds a bit more penge, that one, doesn't it? Duck pancakes.
You taste it more. I think the brie would absorb it a little bit better.
Listen,
you reckon?
Yeah. Listen, I've heard.
Look in the icing. You can mix it in the icing.
I'll tell you the worst way to do it. Tequilas, Scotty. Oh, mate.
So you've heard?
So I've heard.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't sprinkle it on the lime after you do your tequilas.
No, don't sprinkle it anywhere.
Nah.
Leave it alone.
On this next episode of How To.
She said, last time all the mums came over a civilised dinner party, and it ended up with one of them wrapped up in the velvet curtains, one hallucinating at the bathroom wall, and the others dancing to 90s rave music whilst playing the bongos in the sitting room. This sounds like a vibe.
That sounds hard.
That sounds like a vibe.
That sounds like a Saturday, boy.
It's better than the way we do it.
That sounds like a proper Saturday, mate.
Which one of you are the bongo player, then?
That'd be me.
That'd
be me. Scott will be wrapped up in a curtain.
Yeah, Scott's curtain, mate.
I was just thinking the velvet curtain.
Yeah, I'm looking in the mirror, guy.
The velvet curtain sound like a vibe.
Yeah.
Like a vibe. I might cop some. Honestly, it's all good fun at the time, but by Wednesday we wish we'd just watched Netflix and had a nice bottle of wine. Research from the University of Oxford shows that brie MDMA can help people open up. MDMA promotes increasing sociability and an experience of connection with other people, right. Emotional openness and a reduction of anxiety.
Right, here's the thing. Yeah. You see with cheese, right? Cheese actually creates mad dreams for you. So if you had cheese before you go to bed, so it messes about
if I eat late before I go to bed, I have bad dreams.
Now, hear me out, right? A Sparky I used to work with, he used to be right into this. He's a bit nutty, and he tried. He said different cheeses give you different dreams.
Yeah, no.
Some give you mental. Some give you happy
board.
Dreams.
I've went for a cheese board trying to just get into different waves every night. Like seriously, bro.
You've done this.
I've done this, bro. I've been trying to catch if there's a different vibe for every cheese.
Bro. Cheddar's a bit naughty.
Give us some tips. Like what? Give us the guide. Johnny Dutch guide to cheese.
I didn't have a nightmare. I had a good dream. That's the thing.
Which dreams did you have good? Which cheeses did you have good dreams on?
All of them. Like it's cheese. Isn't it? Like cheese is nice. Like, you can't have a bad dream after cheese.
Well, anyway. I can tell you why, because cheese contains a chemical found in addictive drugs, apparently. Scientists have found it. I don't know what that is, but.
Okay.
Say that again. Cheese has got a chemical in it that's in addictive drugs.
Yeah.
Everyone says cheese is proper addictive.
Can you do another fact check? Because you're doing really good in these.
Yeah.
Is McDonald's salt actually addictive?
Salt
they put on the McDonald's chips.
Chemical, I think it's just salt.
Why are you addicted to it?
Salt's addictive generally.
I'm not implicate myself here, but I'm just saying in general I've heard that that's why people go back to McDonald's, because the salt in the McDonald's, a specific salt they use.
I thought it was something to do, but it gives because it gives you a rush,
isn't
it?
That's not true.
Nah, salt is addictive.
Thank God for fact check. I was about to go into something else there.
It's got sugar in it.
Yeah, it's the sugar in McDonald's that picks you up, and then that's why at the time of eating a McDonald's it seems great, but immediately after it's like post nut clarity.
What?
Oh wow, you're going to talk about that right now.
But yeah, Scott, so straight after you're like, what the fuck?
Oh shit, I just clocked that. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
It only lasts about 3 seconds, didn't it?
I had that with Wasabi peas. Peas were the best healthy snack in the world. And then I read into it, and the reason why I like wasabi peas so much is because they're full of sugar.
Are you joking? Okay.
Yeah, so I thought they were a healthy snack. I was suggesting it to my vegan friend Scotty Stacks here.
Yeah.
And we thought we were
into
something.
I had a bowl of them earlier.
That's what I'm saying.
Bare sugar.
But you might as well have had Haribo.
Well, I want to go back to whilst I realize, what is this post nut clarity that you're talking about? Tell me more about this.
Nah, this is
just like when you say clarity, what do you mean? Like what?
It's just after
an idea for something.
You're doing something that you're enjoying at the time, but then immediately after it finishes, you see like the light of day, and you realise what you've done.
Oh, okay.
You prioritise the pleasure.
Yeah.
Until the pleasure's finished,
and then
you
can
get the realization of the
realization of everything else.
It's getting a bit existential now. Wow. This fucking chat, isn't it? What's going on?
Interesting.
Isn't it?
I hadn't heard of that before.
A level RE.
Yeah, mate.
Shut up! You did A level RE.
Yes,
I did.
I did as well.
Every RE teacher is assault.
No, Mr. Cruz. Mr. Cruz.
Yes, she had something about. She was fiery.
She was fiery. She was a bitch.
Whoa!
Oh,
so yeah, she was.
Don't get catty.
Tell us about Mr. Cruz, John.
Mr. Cruz was she's military. To be fair, she was. She appeared to be lovely.
I still liked her.
But she appeared to be a lovely woman, and she'd like lure you in, and then she'd do something like mad. Like
she was psychotic.
Neurotic.
I like that though.
In what way?
She was just really angry. Like
you love a bit of that, didn't you?
I love it. Yeah. Nothing like that. You don't know what's coming.
She would have a
really
nice voice. You do like that kiddie voice where she'd be like, "Oh, so everyone today, here's what we're gonna do." And then someone might be, you know, picking their nose or something. She'd be like,
"Picking their nose, A levels."
I don't know. But someone's doing something distracting and not concentrating, and she go mental. And then she switched back.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway, like that sort of vibe.
I think teachers try and do that though. Like, so I've had a couple of teachers that do that just to try and keep you on your toes. Do you know what I mean? Like they'll be sitting there, like it's more time if you're getting told off.
Yeah.
Like they'll tell you off kind of like really nicely.
Yeah.
And lull you into a false sense of security, and then just start screaming their face off.
Yeah.
I had bad experiences with teachers at school, didn't I?
Yeah.
Not great.
Get it out now. I think it was a counselling session. What I'm learning is that you quite like the angry, but you like being shouted at. Do you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I like being shouted at, but the way I see it is, if someone's like proper gives it to me, I think, oh, all right, we'll see about that. Yeah, that's just my. I won't delve any deeper into that. Right, but yeah,
exactly.
That's the way
I'll
like
never
to
see
it.
You off for Mr. Cruz out for a straightener. So yeah.
No, not like that. Obviously,
I don't think your straightener is what he's really having in mind there, John.
Oh right, well, you lost me.
But yeah, so like brie, what other food could you mix with substances?
Well, we've all had a wee cake or two, haven't we? We've ordered a wee cake.
I've never had one that works. I tried it like six times.
No, do you know who? I can't say no grassy. But someone, a very, very good songwriter, gave me a wee cake once when we were in Tape, and I was spinning.
Tape.
Yeah, she doesn't drink or smoke, So she was, no, she does drink.
I know what you mean.
She does drink, but she doesn't smoke. So she's always got a bit of weed cake on her, like always. And sometimes she gets lit.
Just to get in the same vibe as everyone.
Yeah, to get the same vibe as everyone else. She's all munching away on this little, you know, chronic brownie. And I had some, went outside to the smoking section, it got me lit. Then I've heard certain things, weed tea, for instance, people a lot in Jamaica, I know a lot of my aunties and that, they, you know, not a lot of them, one auntie, has weed tea and it is, it's quite lethal. Quite lethal in tea.
I've heard crack sandwiches.
Crack sandwiches.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, no, I can imagine they're quite...
Snout on toast. Snout.
Oh, mate. No, but to be honest, like, I do think, what about like MDMA, I feel like MDMA sweets... Do you think MDMA sweets would actually be like more fun than Brie?
That ain't a bad shot.
There's a problem. I mean? There's a slight problem with the actual overpowering taste.
You know, you get vodka jellies and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, people do edibles with weed now, innit?
Yeah.
So why could you not like blend a sweet mixture with like some dizzle? I think that's like,
you get in that lab, Scotty boy, and you can tell me what you
mate. I'm not gonna lie.
That.
I think I'm onto some Heisenberg shit. Right, we go to one more song, and then we're gonna come back and play another game.
Zeno Records.
Five music.
Counting dirty money, now a nigga's gotta sanitize my hands. I was posted in the trap, you was posting on the gram. Now I'm balling like I'm Zinedine Zidane. I'm never falling off, I'm staying round the money like a rubber band. The feds are trying to sabotage my plans, so I keep a duffel bag full of grams case the shit hits the fan. I'm just praying that my line forever bangs. My niggas stay fly and my banner never jams. Me and Nina popping bottles with some models, mixing up the gushes with gelato. We got a couple sticks fully loaded, rubber grips around the handle. Whip it out and make the steel bangle. And lately I've been getting bored of counting money. I'm the type to pay someone to count it for me. And I can never give away my line because the hustlers are counting on me. And from I got my rubber bands, I ain't getting lonely.
Me, myself, and sliding some rubber bands. Me, myself, and sliding some rubber bands.
All these keys to a nigga like me was 40 G's. Caught a little case, had to spend that shit on lawyer fees. Nina got a batch of hoes, you be sending bitches home in Uber, find my little slut. Walk like Amber Rose, can't believe that we're all stars from spitting bars, putting bras on the cars, screaming hard, then it's ours, huh? All because of rap and these drug deals, the flow's priceless. So I ain't signed a pub bill, girl, celeb. Could be in jail or be dead, but I'm a legend instead. Barely ever go bed without getting some head, huh? Where I'm from, I ain't ordinary. Just to go see my plug quick, I call a ferry. Bro, rap just talking stacks, I just think it's funny. Louis Fain in my bladder, I be pissing money. I hear them rapping about nothing, but before I met Stivens, when I was chatting about cottons, it's nothing.
We are the Manor. This is FUBAR Radio. We're standing in for Michael Payne. Coming into the end of the show now, which is a bit sad, but
it's
hopefully sad.
It's gone so quick. Though,
hopefully,
isn't it?
Yeah. if we've gone down well, they might have us back again. What
you
do
have
you think
gone
that?
Down well, and you can come back.
Listen, can I just say one thing? Yes. Scotty's done such a good job of anchoring. I think he should. This is his job. I think this is his position for it. I think.
Do you?
We stay here.
Okay.
And let Scotty, because he's natural.
Thanks, John. It's not often you give me compliments, is it?
I just don't want to anchor, but.
Lazy bastard. No, I'll anchor one. I think you. It won't be as slick as
you'll
this.
You'll have a go at the next
one.
Yeah,
he's done well.
Dan, you got the next one, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get next.
And I'll bring the colour.
You're doing the colour, yeah. Colour.
What are you doing?
Chat shit like I always do. Come on.
Well, we've got another game in store now, haven't we? What's the game?
Okay, so I haven't heard any of these clips yet, but Manor House is a tube station.
Okay,
it is. Yeah, you know that
it's
on the Piccadilly.
Not too far
far from here, yeah. So whilst I was travelling through it this morning, I was like, oh, Manor House. So what I've got is a series of clips here of other tube stations in London.
You just have to let me know what they are.
We've got to guess what the tube
write them
station
down.
Is from
yeah,
the clip.
Tell me what the tube station is from the clip.
Never got on a tube.
I don't do public transport.
Oh, for God's sake. Why? Never?
I drive. Snob. I drive everywhere.
Got snobby stacks.
Well, that was snobbies don't get to win this game. But here, let's hear the jingle.
Manor House on Foo Bar Radio.
Okay, so this is the tube station number one. There's going to be a series of sounds. You have to just put together what they are.
What?
Okay.
Oh. What do you mean?
No, you can listen. Okay, let's listen to number one. So you can see.
Getting jiggy with it. I guess I'd cut this.
Come on, think about it. Getting jiggy with it. Think about who is doing who's getting jiggy with it. Think about the name of that person.
Okay.
Knockwell.
Will's
you what? Knockwell?
Knockwell. Yeah, I thought it was a knock.
Bro, there's no tube station called Knockwell.
Yeah, what was the knock bit about?
Well, think about what you might be knocking, what implement you could be knocking with.
Door.
No, what you would use to knock something with.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Right,
and then think about who
is the...
Now I get the game. Right, you got it, right? Sweet.
Do you got one? What have you put down? Basil Brush.
Gordon the Gopher, I'm still waiting for that answer to come up.
Okay, here's tube station number two.
Oh, g'day, mate.
Yeah, sick. It's a good game. I like this one.
Okay.
You got this one?
Yeah,
30.
Joking.
30.
Come on.
He don't know. It's a random place.
You got something for this, Danny?
Yeah, I've got.
This is your moment, Danny. This is your moment. Ooh, okay. Here's tube station number three.
Whoa, hold on, there's a few of these, bro.
I think I'm prepared to accept any of them.
Okay.
So it's fine, don't stress about that one. But you're right, there are a few of these.
Okay. This is actually a decent game, you can work it out. Bit of logic.
Okay, here's number four.
Ooh, got that. That one's piss easy.
Nah.
You like the pun?
How's that not easy?
You like the pun, you get that one.
Yeah.
Right, move on quickly. No, do-overs.
Here's number five.
Harry, don't you just know it. Harry, don't you just know it.
Think about, I'll give you a big clue. Think about an accent, maybe, that the first...
Yeah, I know that.
Harry, don't you just know it.
I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I ain't got.
I got that one.
It's because you've probably never been there on the tube. That's why.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Okay.
Been in station many a time, though,
Scott. Right, here's number six. Nice day for a white wedding.
I think that you two, Johnny, and Danny
will have got the full set, but this is why you need to get on the tube.
I don't think I've got the first.
I've only been the first one.
Yeah. No, you're joking.
I thought you had sticks, so I thought Stockwell. So you think you've got Stockwell?
I thought Stockwell.
What have you got, Danny?
I've got Hammersmith.
What have you got, Scotty?
Wilsdon.
Point there for Danny. Of course.
But see, could I get half a point?
What's the Smith
for having stick? Because you said sticks.
What do you hit with a hammer?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's not. It's hammer.
I thought it was stick. Well,
what do you use to hit things in with a stick? That's, I'd say a hammer.
Stick.
No.
You went with stick.
I thought you said what do you knock the door with?
Yeah. Right. No. All right.
That's lateral thinking, cuz.
Okay, that's incorrect. Danny, what do you have for number two?
I've got Cockfosters.
Johnny.
Yeah. Cockfosters.
Scotty. Do you?
Yeah.
I'm checking.
My handwriting's dog shit. You won't be able to tell anyway.
Oh,
Alberto.
What have you got on the third one then, Scotty boy?
Yeah, what do you have for number three?
Clapham South.
Yeah, I've got Clapham South.
Junction, yeah, Clapham.
We all got
Clapham. It's not a tube station.
Clapham Junction.
Train station.
Clapham Junction ain't a tube station.
It's not, there's no tube, it's a train station.
Fucking joking. Fucking hell,
what? Do you know what? You had so many else to choose from.
You said you accept any
Common,
North. It's not a tube station, it's North, South, Common.
Yeah, exactly.
Waterloo. Yeah, Johnny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, okay. What was number four, Danny? What Waterloo. Yeah, Johnny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Scotty, what you got on this one? Five. Yeah, Fleet Street. Yeah, because there's an accent. Fleet. Fleet's up place up north, isn't it? Yeah, but Blackpool. But they don't sound like that. The Fleet accent. And then he said, but you don't, you know, I thought the streets, like Fit, but you don't, you know. So you've got Fleet. How about Liverpool Street? You, 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 fucking joking.
Who had that? You two had that anyway. Oh, come on, give me Fleet Street for creativity. The Fleet accent. How do you think the Fleet accent sounds like?
Northerners. Probably sounding like Liverpool. No, no, if I can't have Stockwell,
you ain't having Liverpool.
Stockwell.
Yeah, number six. What do you have, Scotty, for number six?
I've got nothing.
What do you have, Whitechapel? Yeah, okay. Five, five, well done, mate.
Three,
yeah, you two have got your one here. I'm supposed to, you need to get on a tube.
I've only been to Knightsbridge and Bond Street.
Yeah, let's go. We should do competitions. Let's go shopping with Scotty.
Well done. Well, we're nearly coming to the end of the show. Before we do, you sent me a story and I thought it was appropriate for you three to talk about.
Judge orders 30-year-old man to move out of his parents' home. Michael Rotondo was sued by his parents after he refused to move out of their family home near Syracuse, New York, and ignored letters asking him to leave. He moved back home 8 years ago and has since refused, which was what led to his parents officially suing him. In one letter, they wrote, "Michael, after a discussion with your mother, we've decided you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate. You will not be allowed to return." Once the letters failed, they offered him $1,100 to help him find somewhere to live. Then another letter said, "There are jobs available, even for those with a poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work." Michael Rotondo represented himself and argued that he should be allowed to live with his parents for another 6 months because of common law requirements. The Supreme Court judge called Michael outrageous and issued an eviction order.
Right, squatters' rights, first and foremost. One of the most important,
you should have done that.
One of the most important laws of this land is the fact that if you find a place and there is a bed there and you spend more than two nights and get a takeaway there, you're allowed to stay there as long as you fucking
want. That's common law.
Unless you're homeless and there's a royal wedding and then you're on the way.
Exactly.
We ain't got time for that. That's another one.
But I just thought that was appropriate because we're all kind of near enough 30, getting on.
Yeah, and we're all near in and around our parents' house.
Yeah, sorry.
I've just come back.
Yeah, you've just come.
Unfortunately, we're down to unfortunate circumstances.
Danny?
I basically stayed there so long that they moved out.
So
now they rent to us.
They moved to Cyprus.
They couldn't take it.
Seriously.
It was a game of bluff. Yeah, it was a bluffing game, and I waited longer.
I've been kicked out of my new house, so I'm back with
your parents.
My parents.
Johnny.
And John.
I'll move out next week to live with my missus.
Lover's Lane.
Onto Lover's Lane.
Cute.
Crystal Palace.
Nice. Can I just say, squatter's rights technically, it has to be empty, the house. You can't just move into someone's house and say, I've been here two nights and had a pizza, it's my house now.
Everything's fucked then. That's what I'm saying.
No, if you rent off someone and you stop paying rent, you got squatter's rights.
It's got to be an empty accommodation.
No, but if you, that's what I'm saying. So if you start renting and you stop paying your rent,
that's true.
They can't just chuck you out. You can't throw someone out.
But you got to stay there though, because otherwise they'll come around and start changing the locks and shit.
Yeah,
you can't leave the house.
No, it's happened to my uncle. He actually.
It happened to my cousin.
They didn't leave.
He had a flat in Docklands.
Yeah,
and they just refused to leave, and then in the end he went and broke in there when they weren't there, and they were cake holder geezers.
Yeah,
like there was like loot. They had big Louis chests and this, that, and the other. Absolutely nuts.
Yeah, but I remember at uni we just didn't have any money to pay our landlord, so he couldn't kick us out. He just do cheeky shit like
what'd
come round and
student
turn
loan?
Off. He just come round and turn off the heating like when we weren't there. We didn't have to turn it back on, so we used to sit
student
there. Like,
loan.
It was,
he
it
used
was
to
a
go down the old fish market.
He'd go down the fish market. Right, lads, we're having fish stew for dinner. One pound fish.
Yeah, no, seriously, what do you do with student? Ain't that supposed to pay for your rent?
Honestly,
part of the student loan.
There's a lot of gambling. I discovered.
So we weren't very good gambling then. If you had no money to pay your rent.
No, I just didn't want to pay it. Like when you're at uni, right? And I'll tell you now. And there's a pivotal moment when you have to cook pasta with no sauce for dinner for more than two nights in a row. If you do that for two more than two nights, and then you get money in. you're never going to do have pasta like that ever again. Yeah. So you make sure you never go back to that point. I had that
point. So you knock everyone.
You knock everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go fucking, you know
the one, I used to get the Lloyd Grossman's. I used to get free pasta dishes out of it.
You know what I started doing? I started, you know, if you wash the bottom of it and leave it in the fridge.
Yeah,
put a little bit of water and put it in, and then you dust it over the pasta.
Dust the water over this.
That is not the most ghetto thing I've heard. That's worse than diluting and hand wash.
I had spaghetti and pate.
Did you man used to dilute your fairy liquid?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you did.
I did all this, but I always had a
paste. I had curry paste and spaghetti for dinner.
I really think you should bring out a cookbook for students.
Right, yeah. Right, listen.
No, that's actually,
can I just explain something to you?
Yeah.
If you have curry paste and spaghetti,
yeah,
and I've told you to do it, you're going to come and find me and try and shoot me, because it's one of the most disgusting meals I've ever tasted in my life.
Right. The funny thing is, I never ran out of weed at uni. I ran out of everything else. Clothes, rent, everything.
Yeah.
But weed was always
Abundant. It was always abundant. Yeah, uni's a mugs game.
Right, okay. So that's why you're all with your parents.
Yeah, I'm just stoners who ain't got nothing going for them.
I'm Asian, like, I could live there for 100 years and they wouldn't kick me out. My mum and dad are lovely.
Big up, Marion.
But I say that, they want me out, but they never tell me to leave.
Right, they just leave hints by, like, your bags in the front garden.
Yeah, yeah, they just lock the door from the inside and then I get home. And I sleep in the motor.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
A little subtle hint.
Yeah, slightly. It was all right. I was out for, like, a couple of years and then I came back.
I appreciate
it.
It
was all right for what they did for, like, 10... We appreciated each other for about 10 minutes.
Right.
And then, like, yeah, it all just went a bit downhill.
Yeah.
You know, them ones, like, it's like every phone call I have, I got your mum saying, oh, what was that? Who was that? What's going on? Like, oh, no, I can't do that.
My mum don't say nothing. She just repeats it later on. Like, when we're above people around, she goes, what are you talking about earlier on that phone call about them lot? I was going, what, you heard that? Well, you didn't say anything. Like, grass.
I hear my mum. Sometimes I can hear her. I can hear her because my house is a townhouse. So it's got creaky floors. So sometimes I can hear her about to come down the stairs when I'm on the phone, and she'll stop. The footsteps will stop just at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for her to come down, and then she'll stop. And I know, sometimes I'll creep around and had a little look up there. What are you up to? She's like, oh, nothing.
Yeah. You're usually as mothers rate you. I'll tell you that for free. My mum will bust in the room any time of the day, no matter if I'm on the phone or not. So that's why
it's got to that time now.
Yes. Are we done?
Sad moment.
No. Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Thank you for having us, Natalie.
Thank you very much for having us, Natalie, and everyone at Fubar Radio. It's been a blast.
Absolute blast.
I'm fucked now, to be honest.
You've got to go and get a studio session.
Come back again
soon. And Michael, anytime you fancy Dossing again, give us a shout and we'll stand in.
Oh, you certainly will. Thank you very much.
Tyson Fury out soon.